For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk Sports. I'm Jason Tebow, and I'm here with Sam Tripoli, Fight Nanny, and Ari Shaffir, who is in, where are you, Scotland?
Land of the Leprechauns.
Dublin's,
Dublin, right. Ireland. Oh, you're at the Dublin's Comedy Show with Jay Davis right now?
He's in a time machine.
Headline for episode 202.
Awesome. Awesome. How are you, dude? Yeah, Ari, how's the traveling going?
Oh, it's pretty good. I was hiking around all day today on these crazy cliffs. You know, the Irish countryside and shit. It's pretty cool.
You're living the life.
The Radiohead yesterday.
Yeah, you and Adam went to, where's that, Montreal? You saw him?
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough to concentrate with fucking drunk Adam fucking leering over every goddamn word.
Yeah, he had to be going nutsy as much as he loves Radiohead.
What do you think is his favorite band?
Morris, dude, the Smiths, hands down, Morrissey. He has Smith's Morrissey tattoos.
Yeah.
There's no, not even a question.
If you were going to get a band tattooed on your asshole, which one would it be?
Well, I mean, if I was going to get a band tattoo, that's a different question. A band tattoo on my asshole, probably a band with not a lot of letters in it. Probably B-52s, just because it's the least amount of tattooing. And it's a funny gay joke. If you get to see my asshole, you've earned the right to see the B-52s tattooed right inside of it. And I definitely wouldn't be some like annual notice by the Trail of Dead where they're just tattooing my butthole for fucking 4 hours. That's for sure. No, it would be you too. You too. It would be you too.
Is there any just one-lettered band?
I know.
K.
There has to be.
All right, guys. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We're super excited. A lot of great stuff to talk about. Okay. Guys, go to punchdrunksports.com. Check out our good friends at BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Again, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 betting cash. It takes about 2 to 3 hours for you to get the credit for that cash, so hold your horses. We also got Caveman Coffee, cavemancoffee.com. Go to cavemancoffee.com, use Punch Drunk, and get that coffee, yo. Get that coffee. Get that tea. And big announcement, they sent me an email. Caveman Coffee's proud to announce started in September. They will be selling crystal meth, everybody. Caveman crystal meth.
Oh,
stay up for days like a caveman.
Yeah, if their coffee doesn't keep you up enough, how about you paint your neighbor's house at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, there you go. If you want to jerk off the porn for 4 days, Caveman Coffee. Caveman Coffee crystal meth for all your crystal meth needs.
If I was selling crystal meth, I would sell it outside of a Home Depot at 3 a.m. Because nobody's in a Home Depot at 3 a.m. that isn't high as
fuck. Is it open at 3 a.m.?
It's open 24 hours.
It is.
So anybody in there buying a fucking gallon of paint at 4 a.m., you know they're coked up or on
meth.
Dude,
you have a marketing scheme, and I like it.
See what I'm saying,
Sammy?
That's
the key, is to find a niche. Your niche is meth at Home Depot, aisle 5.
Dude, if you're buying fucking a chainsaw at fucking 4 a.m., you're on meth.
Yeah, you really
you're like,
are.
I bet I could take this tree down right now, man. Know what I'm saying?
I wish they would just
sit in the parking lot, sell little 20 pick-me-ups.
The enthusiasm, the drive of crystal meth, if they could just harness that, and it wouldn't be all like ruining your teeth, giving you hearing
voices.
Ladies
and gentlemen, joining the show, Stuttering John.
Oh, hi, Stuttering John, everybody. Welcome.
Brady Matthews, everybody. The real
welcome
Brady Matthews. Hey,
to the
buddy,
show. Last week we thought he was coming in, and Stuttering John came in. And Stuttering John did a great job.
Did he, Sam?
I thought he did great. Okay. But join us now. He's now on the Punch Drunk Sports Network.
That's right.
From the Daily Upper Deck, Brady Matthews, everybody.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
We're glad
you're
on the show.
So
how'd the audition go?
It was great. It was for Mercedes.
Let's see what. Do some of your lines real quick. We'll tell
there
you.
There was no lines. I just had to walk with three other guys.
Now,
in slow motion, he goes, pretend it's like Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
And you're just walking down. I'm sitting there going, it's a fucking Mercedes commercial.
Yeah.
Relax, guy.
Yeah.
Just he goes, yeah, it's Reservoir Dogs, and walk with these three other guys, and let's do it four times. And I'm like, how about we just do it fucking one time, and you guys quit being lazy about it?
Yeah. What I love is that whatever direction the casting director tells you for a commercial, the actual last product is the exact opposite of that.
100%. Most likely, they're not even watching the other three takes.
Yeah.
They already know who they want.
It's like, do you have the look or don't you?
100%.
You've got the look. You might buy, have,
That always happens to me. I told this story in this podcast before, but you know, like you ever do an audition, go on an audition for something, and
audition,
you walk in.
Is that what they call them now?
Yeah, now everything's abbreviated.
Audition.
Yeah.
And you walk in and you can tell just because of everybody else that's in the room that you're not going to, like, it's like all black people and you, and you're like,
right.
Oh, yeah, they're just giving me a.
Right. And then it's the casting director that never booked anything, and so he just wants to let you know how smart he is. The guy seriously explained, we had no lines, none. All we had to do was just say, okay, grab that, and walk, and then walk, and then walk, and walk. No, he broke it down. Reservoir Dogs. Really have a genuine thought. And I'm sitting here going, that's why I was late.
He said have a genuine thought.
Do you have a genuine thought when you're, when you're walking
you
with
this shit?
Have a
genuine dog. Not a fake dog, but a real dog.
Right. So, you know, I had to be in the moment. So I'm exhausted now.
I bet.
I'm exhausted.
It's a hard day out there.
Yeah. Can I get another water?
Yeah.
I bet that drained you.
Yeah.
So we'll get into your podcast after this. We're just doing our announcements real quick.
Do you?
Caveman Coffee. Go to the website, punchdrunk.com and punchdrunksports.com. Guys, we need writers. Find the little monkey at the typewriter. Click it. Write for the podcast. The Patreon is going. We have one more spot left for the Dirty 30 Patreon t-shirts. $1, $5, whatever you do, do $10 if you got a fucking soul. Help us out. Help the show. The donations are all going to build the sports podcast channel. We got a lot of stuff doing. We're doing a raffle at the end of next month for stuff. We're going to give away the Black Cock Bomb t-shirt I wore on stage and a lot of other fun stuff. Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports. And donate and help, and it all goes into the show. It's only about building the show and building the network. And any other thoughts, Tebow?
Unless we want to do dates out the gates and let Ari start it up, since there's a delay while he's in Guam.
Oh, real quick, t-shirt. Kevin Duffy, your t-shirt has been sent. I know it's been 2 months, but you're getting it, brother. My apologies. And that's a shout-out real quick. Sorry, dates! Uh-oh, do the music.
Oh, shit, I even queued it up and then I forgot it.
Do the music.
I need more coffee.
I need less coffee. Wait, hang on. God damn it.
God damn, dude, you got one job on this whole show. Is sound effects.
Jesus Christ,
I got
man.
A guy in Ireland fucking waiting. It's costing us money right now. Nope, that's not it. Yeah. That's our opening.
That's the actual podcast. It looks the same.
That was it.
No, it's not. You're on a delay, Ari. Nope. That's all.
Okay. Dates out of the gates, everybody. Ari, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Edinburgh, Scotland, starting Thursday in the entire month of August. I'll be in Edinburgh at the Hive at 6:30 p.m. every day.
That is going to be awesome, and I can't wait to talk to you week three when you're ready to stab leprechauns.
All right, how do you like Ireland?
Yeah.
Are the women sexy?
So far, one day is pretty great.
I hear the women are really hot.
Uh-oh.
No. I mean, I'm going to go out to a bar tonight after I'm done with this, but to see, but no.
Did you bang last time you were there? Did you bang last time?
I've never been here before.
I think they're really anti-Semitic out there. They're like, fuck that. We don't care if you make movies.
If you're really drunk, does the Irish accent sound like a Boston accent after a while?
Ah, fuck. Put in my poopa.
Fuck.
I hope not.
Put in my poopa.
What accent is worse on a drunk chick? Boston or Jersey? They're both bad.
This, I don't know, though. Chicks, for some reason, like Boston accents. Like, yeah,
chicks like
all
I like them on guys, yeah.
It's my theory this town is ran by chicks and gay guys,
yeah.
And that's why everything is foreign dudes and black guys. That's my theory.
Is that why we haven't made it yet,
yeah.
Sam?
My theory is this town runs on black cock, and that's going to put that out there. Do with it as you please. Tebow, where are you going to be?
Yeah, you go first, and then I'll do this, and then I got the...
Where are you going to be?
No.
You want the music cued for you, or you want me to just play it at the end? Or you want it right now?
Oh, if you got it right now, I'd like it.
You want it? Okay, this is Sam Tripoli. He's Dates at the Gates.
Oh, wow, man. As you can tell, we're very technical here. Yep. By the way, does Ari not look like he just got done getting raped right there?
He really does.
Look like you just got a little rape. Look, it's like, oh, they finally stopped.
They're rocking back and forth.
He's hugging his knees.
crying and sucking his thumb also would accept.
Guys, this week I am at... I mean, Wednesday I'm at the Ha Ha Cafe doing workout Wednesdays. I really love the Ha Ha Cafe. Thursday night I'm at some weird Mexican show in Santa Ana. I don't know the details on that, but I will be there. And then this weekend, as always, Friday and Saturday night, I am at Planet Hollywood doing the Naughty Show in the Sin City Theater. Each week our numbers have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and I'm super excited. Last week was our best show yet, and it's only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. And I'm very excited about that. And then next Wednesday is the return of the Rent-A-Tours live in the Belly Room, Wednesday, 10:30. Gareth Reynolds, Ryan Sickler, and the list goes on and on. And Mike Tully from the Jason Ellis Show, myself, Christina Casagrande, Mike Tully, putting on a great show. Would love to see you guys there. Brady, where are you going?
What you got, kid?
I'll be at the Madhouse Comedy Club all weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love the Madhouse.
So do
Dude,
I.
You know what's great is the way they do the format. Everyone goes up and does like 15 minutes
yeah,
to get the fuck off stage.
I'm doing it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's the best. The crowd, it's slammed.
Yeah,
they have to turn people away. Yeah, it's great.
I hope it does better than that other fuckface crowd.
Who?
The other club.
What, Josh Nelson's show?
No, the other show. The other club.
American Comedy.
Oh, yeah, I don't speak his name.
Yeah, that place is awful.
That guy treats everybody like shit.
Yeah,
I don't know
really
why people still play it. Anyway.
Which one?
The American Comedy Company guy.
He fucked a lot of people out of money. He fucked a lot of people out of a lot of money.
He just doesn't give a fuck about comics. He just cares about...
I'm not going anywhere. Too many questionable things. I gotta not go there.
It's like, hey, dude.
And I hate that door right next to the fucking stage. If you're doing a show with five or six people and you're on stage and people keep coming out of there,
yeah, they're only
everybody
watching
just
that.
Looks. Oh, boom. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, there's Joey Diaz going to take a shit or something. You know what I mean?
It's yeah. Like, there's Dean Del Rey getting more food in and out of that fucking
yeah.
door.
Free nacho night. I'm coming out of this door 40 times.
Oh, yeah. Share the Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing comedy. I didn't come to eat.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, Dawkins in the audience?
Wow, that's that's pretty good.
Ah, yeah.
That's a pretty good impression.
Get it.
Have you seen Jonathan Kite? You know that is, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen his Harrison Ford impression?
No.
Check it out. It's on my page. It's amazing. It's perfect. I've never heard a Harrison Ford impression.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you? It's incredible.
Jeff Richards' Jesse Pinkman is hilarious, too. Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
He's got a Jesse Pinkman from
Right?
So fucking
bitch.
So Tebow, what are your dates out of the fucking gates, fucking motherfuckers?
Everyone calm down. I'll be at the store this week. I'll be at Sal's on Sunday. Are you doing that Gabe's thing?
Probably not.
Sal's
comedy hole's still around?
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm doing some
I wanted to help
thing.
Him grow that thing. The only problem with that club is no parking. It's a great room.
It's not even, it's a club?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
I haven't done it I did it when Joe was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the front. They opened the back now.
The whole
it's
back,
great.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's a gorgeous room.
Good place to watch fights, too. He gets all the fights there usually.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to do that
then.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I've been fucking going to Fiesta down in West Hollywood with all the fucking gay guys.
They're going to be in the store, too. They're going to be in the store in the back bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. That's usually where I watch it. If I'm like,
I don't get the perks at the store like you guys.
Oh yeah.
Try the sundae.
Call fucking 12:30 chicken wing a perk. Yeah, I'm living the fucking dream at the store. Speaking of which, I'll be there this week. I'll be there on Monday. Tickets go on sale next week for my taping on November 4th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Return to the Red State. So come be a part of that. Guys, it was such a big success a few weeks ago.
Okay.
I am back again at my buddy's Jay's house this weekend, watching, playing some video games.
Okay.
So I got that one.
Where can they get tickets for that?
I think it might be sold out. I'll have to ask him if there's any room.
Okay.
I'm hosting the first annual Drive-By Shooting Awards. I'm sure that can't go wrong. you guys know, the Henry Fonda Theater. I guess it's a music box now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be three blocks south of that, yelling jokes into a manhole until they pay me to stop. So that's on Friday. Also, big news for next year. I'll be faking my own death in an insurance scam. So, you didn't see me.
Okay.
And that states out the gates, everybody. Wow. Yeah.
Teams came hard. Teams came hard.
That t-shirt should be available very soon.
That's it, guys.
All right. Guys, a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, you know, the website's getting redone. I'm talking to the web designer today. We're going to redo it. We're going to do it for the new podcast channel in which the Daily Upper Decker is on.
Hell yeah.
Very excited. Thanks for joining the network. And tell us about your podcast real quick.
It's me, Tommy Gimler, and whoever else wants to come do it, like a guest or whatever.
Where
we want
you
to come do it, too. Yeah. We do it right at my house, right at the table.
You know you can use this place if you want.
Yeah. I mean, but Tommy's got all the equipment and everything, so.
It's the Daily Upper Decker.
Yeah, the Daily Upper Decker, and we just talk about, you know, we really dive into sports, and we talk about how much people fuck up in the NFL and in the MLB, and that's who's getting arrested and shit like that.
A lot to talk about.
The fun stuff.
A lot to talk about.
Yeah.
The Draymond Green Daily Special, that's what that is.
Wait, he flashed his dick, right?
Yeah, he flashed. I mean, dude, if you break down, like, he's literally starting to go crazy.
So and is Trey Mason.
Trey Mason's gone, though.
They can't even find him.
Yeah, he's not.
But he was, like, talking about, like, aliens and, like,
and ISIS,
and like, all kinds of government conspiracies. And then he just doesn't show up to Rams camp.
No, his family
then he just vanishes.
Know where he is.
Then he vanishes.
Well, he's the rookie, right?
Or is he's
this will be his third season.
Yeah. He was on that Auburn team that stunned everybody, right?
That's right. Solid number two. Yeah.
Solid. I mean, he had a great rookie year, and then they got Gurley last year.
Right.
So this would be his third year, but he'd essentially be Gurley's backup.
What's that?
What,
Ari?
Okay. That was like 3 minutes ago.
Okay, cool.
That's a really bad delay with you.
Yeah, it's just not working out.
Call back.
Oh, you want me to call you back?
Yeah.
Why don't you call back?
It's a really bad delay.
Why don't you call back?
Hey, wait. Let's count to five together and see if it works.
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
Set, go. One, two, three, four.
So it's like a three. It's like a 4 second delay.
That was
so they can find it. If you have a website or anything with your podcast?
Yeah. It's on the Punch Drunk Sports website, and then it's the dailyupperdecker.com.
Okay.
And Tommy Gimler's he's all on top of that shit. Daily Upper Decker on Twitter. Check that shit out. And you can listen to all the old episodes, which is great.
How long you guys been doing it?
You know what's funny is my buddy left. And he was working with Tommy, and I hit him up, and I always wanted to do a sports podcast.
Yeah, sure.
I love sports.
I love talking sports with you at the store and everything.
I went to school to do sports broadcasting.
Oh, you did?
That's what I wanted to do. And I interned at
failed out?
Yeah. Turned out you were just, you're like, you're just too good looking.
No, and
for
I was
this.
Like, I'm going to go to Second City, and I'm going to do comedy and make no money. So far, so good.
Yeah. You're doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Life goals.
Still.
Vision board.
Yeah. I got to change mine up. Speaking of, get a new printer. But yeah, it's great.
Put that printer on your vision board.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, HP this year.
Yeah, you should just like cock it to the fucking vision board. It's a giant fucking printer.
So so it's good. It's a lot of fun. We get good feedback from people, you know.
You're all Chicago. You're Cubs, Blackhawks, Bears.
Diehard.
What else?
It's Cubs, Blackhawks, Bears.
What about the WNBA team?
Bulls.
Oh, the Skyline?
Yeah.
Nah, they can go. They can fuck off.
Oh, come on.
I like that name though.
The Skyline.
It's pretty. I mean, I wish I wish it was something I could root for. I feel bad just because you're like, they try really hard.
I want a team to be the cramps because nothing pisses another team off. That's intimidating. To if I'm playing a team of women and I threaten them with cramps. Like if
as a woman on the show.
If you're the Carolina cramps, I'm like, fuck, man. I don't want to go to Carolina and get the cramps up on me.
Yeah.
What about, like, MMA when girls are fighting? Like, could you fight on your period?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Would it just make you even angrier?
Women on their period have been fighting me their whole life.
It just doesn't affect me. I don't have, like, PMS or anything, so I might be different. But, I mean, like, I thought you meant, like, a tampon. It would hold it all in.
Would that hold it in?
Hell yeah.
What would you do? You go tampon with a little fucking woo-woo on it?
Just put a super in there right before the
A super.
To throw a super in there?
Yeah, you're fine.
I've seen a couple of those laying around the house.
You should kick a chick right in the if you get some intel and know she's on her period. Kick her right in her clam.
Yeah, but you know,
get that tampon.
Isn't it scary? Some of those women that fight in that shit are even stronger than half the dudes.
Yeah.
They're intense, dude.
Dude, if I was a chick and I was fighting, I wouldn't ever clean my beaver for like a week out and just throw this, put the fucking
head scissors.
Roadkill right on her.
Yeah. Fronted mount.
If your name is Cyborg, I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Terrifying.
That should be a bag of Becks. Someone's got to fuck Cyborg.
Because she's willing.
I know. She probably let us.
If you're on your period.
Yeah.
She calls in. I heard your show.
If you're on your period, I punch you in the stomach with a gushing out.
No.
A final announcement. T-shirts for the show are going to be up and running next week. I'll get you guys the link. You guys want T-shirts, Brett?
Brady,
if you need T-shirts.
Brent?
Sorry, I was in the middle.
This guy goes the other day. I've known this person for 3 years. He does my prints for my art. And he goes, it said Bradford. I go, who the fuck is Bradford, Sam? And he goes, the guy's name's Sam. And he goes, yeah, Bradford. I go, it's Brady. You've been called Bradford. I've never even heard that name.
I know.
Sam Bradford.
It's just like making shit up.
Bradford. Have you had people in your life that you've known for like 6 years?
Yes.
And you still don't know their fucking name.
Sam?
How do you feel about him calling you Brett right now?
Brett. I mean, that's fine. I know he was.
Listen, do you need T-shirts for your show?
Yes.
This guy will set you up.
Great.
We'll get you a whole shop going.
It'll
be on the website. You can send all your people there. Start making T-shirts.
That'd be great.
Bam!
Boom.
It's full on. So, and if you know any comics who love doing sports podcasts, let me know. We're looking to expand to about 20. Hold it there. Let it grow. This week I have Brody Stevens and Jen Sturger are going to start a sports podcast.
What is it called?
I don't know. It's going to be called Beauty and the Guy Just Who's Going to Go Crazy.
The Guy on Meds?
Yeah.
Yeah, Beauty and the Guy on Meds. Yeah. I think that's perfect. Sounds like a good sports show.
Beauty and the Guy on
Meds.
So that's it. So a lot of great stuff going on. What do you guys want to start off with? How shitty the Olympics is? Is anyone excited about the Olympics?
No, I thought it was funny because they were talking about how nasty that water is.
What?
Yeah, why would you? Why,
it's about to start.
But I don't understand. Why would you have it in Rio?
I'm not hearing about it. Are you guys even hearing much?
No. You're in Ireland you were in Ireland and Canada where they have won nothing in this Summer Olympics.
I don't even know if they have a is it a team?
I would say Ireland has probably won as many gold medals in the Olympics as this podcast.
I mean, I don't care about the Olympics. Basketball, boxing.
Olympics is great when you're a kid because you're like, we're going to beat the world. Then you grow older and you realize. I was telling everybody, I root for third world chicks in the Olympics.
Sure.
When they leave the Olympics, their world goes to shit.
Yeah.
They go back to their huts. They pray that fucking
I root for the people that aren't going to be tortured when they get back for losing.
Right. Yeah. Their hand's going to get cut off.
Yeah.
Or they kill their first newborn.
That shit goes down.
I mean, how many times have we seen it in soccer where, like, someone loses, they gets off the plane, they just fucking blast
him. Yeah, cap him. Yeah. And everyone on the team's like, well, I mean, he did fuck up.
Yeah.
I know. He did.
He did miss that. Cool.
He did kick it. The worst is when you kick it in your own goal.
Oh, did you
see
that?
That's when they're like, fuck you.
Did you see that?
That was like the guy. Yeah, he got tortured like
the
guy.
Is that the two
Escobars? Caught the foul ball in Wrigley.
Right.
Remember that guy had to go in like witness protection.
Oh, Bartman?
Yeah.
I have a theory that wasn't even Bartman. That wasn't. It was the guy next to him who actually fucked
you 100%. It wasn't Bartman, but the guy was. You're wearing a turtleneck and fucking shitty headphones. They were good looking headphones. And he was keeping score of the game. You know, know you're a fucking big ass nerd when you're keeping score, box score at the game. You fucking nerd. Watch the fucking game.
I used to work for
you know when you started. You know when you did that? You did that when you were six because you couldn't drink beer.
Yeah,
that's the when you did it.
No, I didn't even do it then.
I did it as an adult drinking beer.
You like to keep box scores?
Well, I used to have to when I worked at Strike Zone before Major League Baseball bought it. I had to do two games at once. I had to do box scores of two games at one time.
Wow.
I don't even know how to do that.
It's pretty easy.
I don't even know what a 364 double play means.
A 364
double play. What the hell is
364?
Is that the position they're saying?
No, because that's.
Well, I know, but that, I'm saying on the field. Like, when they say right field, I was first base, back third in the day. Base. Right field was actually left field.
No. Pitchers one.
Catchers two.
That's what I'm saying.
Catchers two. First is three.
Catchers two. First base is three. Second base is four.
Four, five, six.
Five, shortstop.
So it's first base. 3-6 what?
3-6 I think 364 double play, or 3-6
you can't, that's like first base, third base.
I don't know, but these guys are always like, there it is, 364 double play. That's the inning.
Hold on, Aaron is our baseball expert.
that would mean you got a guy out of first base and then got into a pickle between second and shortstop.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's not. Yeah. So it's usually 6-4-3.
6-4-3, 2-2-9. Come on, baby, one more time.
6-4-3.
Swing low.
But did you know when they did the showers in Rio? Did you hear about this? You turn the water on and black water comes down the walls.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
This happens every Olympics,
I know, but
doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
It happened in the Winter Olympics, and they're like, all the food's spoiled and ruined and all that
they
shit.
They should just have the Olympics in America.
That's it.
In Russia, 100%. All the hotels were just fucking fucked.
Yeah,
did
you see in the World Cup how they had? It was beautiful. Like all the arrangements were gorgeous.
World Cup,
and then
you step
outside the lines of where they had all that shit, and it was just like poverty, straight up motherfucking poverty.
I call that Atlantic City. You ever been to Atlantic City?
I have. It's
like
awful.
The boardwalk like is amazing, and then it's like third world bad.
Yeah.
It's like a shit show.
Yeah, it's like people.
That's like when
you
sweep under the rug, and then your rug's got a big lump in it, and you invite people over. They're like,
you
what's
hear
under
a
that
funny
lump?
Story?
It's like, don't look under the carpet.
Right. Yeah.
Don't open the closet. Yeah, the place is beautiful. Don't open the closet.
Yeah, I loved porn
so much.
So do I.
When I was a kid.
You don't anymore.
No, you still do. But I did.
He just cleared his history before you got here. He's like, don't look at all my
every
weird
though.
Shit.
Every
like,
guy
I'm
does
really
that. Don't go through my phone.
But it's just weird that he denies that he still loves
look,
porn.
Okay, I'm going to show you. This is the best porn I've ever seen in my life. And it's still on there. It's still. I'm not.
Oh, you're on Pornhub?
I'm not erasing it. No, you porn. I'm not erasing that.
Because you like it, yeah.
It's the best porn I've ever seen.
Why don't you favorite it?
I can, but I'm not getting that
start
technical.
Start account, dude.
I'm not starting an account.
I'm the paper trail. I have like, I'm not like 30 pages of favored fucking videos.
Rick Glassman pays for porn. I go, you pay for porn?
I used to.
What?
Why would you pay for porn? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Rick Glassman looks like he would pay for porn.
Yeah, because he likes to really like the chicks that have super fake boobs, super
of
fake
all
ass.
All your friends, who do you think would like to get, besides Steve Randolph, who would you like, who do you think would love to get strap on in the ass of your friends? I'm going to go with Glassman.
I would go with Glassman.
I think Glassman's going to be this guy that has.
Just to see.
I'm going to go with Jeff Scott.
That's
all right, who would you go with?
Ari, I would go with Ari. Ari probably goes with Ari.
What? Justin Martindale.
Martindale's up there on my
list. No, Martindale's a top. He's a top.
Yeah, he's a top.
Yeah, but of all my friends.
He fucked Brett Morin's brother.
I know, but.
Oh.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
He told me he got poop on his dick the other day. Martindale?
I'm sure that happens a lot, no?
I probably shouldn't be saying that, but.
The smell must be horrible.
I'm sure. I got poop on my dick from somebody's mouth.
What'd you say, Ari?
I put my dick because I was peeing and shitting, and then I put my dick in between my legs, and then the shit came out and just got poop all over the dick.
And did you at least wash it off?
Nah.
It's Ari. Have you seen that dirt hole?
Not yet.
Not yet. He had a flight to catch.
Tomorrow.
What a dumb fuck.
You have some low-hanging balls.
Have you ever shit on the back of your balls?
Yeah.
Oh, all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah, man. Of course.
Because one, you got those
balls.
You got those.
What are you going to put your balls outside of water? Are you going to lift them up and fucking just freeze?
You know what you need, dude? You need a hammock for your dick and balls while you shit. Something that just holds them up.
A ball hammock.
That's not a bad idea. You can sell that on Shark Tank.
I'm
QVC.
Sure there's some kind of underwear that like gay guys wear that's like kind of like a thong, but it leaves the asshole open so for quick shots.
Isn't that called chaps?
No, but chaps are down your leg. I'm talking just a thong.
No, but I'm saying, yeah, assless chaps.
But they're thongs?
No, I'm sure you just make them into shorts.
Yeah, I'm sure you got that, dude, where you can just get your butt and...
Assless chap shorts.
Yeah, assless chap thongs. So they hold your balls up while you shit.
Before you got in, Brady.
He's yawning at this conversation.
I think we're trying to save Ari from a situation he doesn't give a fuck about.
Before you got in, Brady, Ari was showing us his stupid fucking bathing suit that he just bought in Ireland.
I'm still on delay.
Yeah, you're kinda. Still on delay. If you want to hang up, we understand.
Rude. You're like, bye, Ari.
We showed Ari this... Ari was showing us his stupid bathing suit that he just got in Ireland.
Ari, can we see your belt?
Oh, you want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my bathing suit. I got a new bathing suit.
All right, see. Show us.
Oh, no.
You are so lucky. It's like,
oh, hairy.
By the way, your balls Jesus. Look... We just see what your balls look like in 8-bit. But this is like if Atari...
It literally
porn.
Looks like a hot dog in a bun.
This
looks like a hot dog in a bun.
That's called Al's Beef.
It's so blurry.
Yeah, my this God. Is if Atari from 1985 made porn. This is what it looks
Remember
like.
Remember when we were kids, that hamburger gum? It was gum, but it looked like a hamburger. That's what that looks like.
Ugh.
God. Even on delay, your balls are disgusting.
Oh, is he getting on the bed? No.
I think he wore himself out.
It's close as I can get to sucking it.
It looks like
so,
he
was. God. Ari.
That's as close as I can get to sucking it.
Ari. Did you go to any of the roast battles in Montreal?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I could only go the one day my show wasn't taping. So I did the day Mike Lawrence. Beat Ralphie,
ooh.
Tiana beat, who did she beat that day? Earl beat Jimmy Carr. What do you guys think about Earl Jimmy Carr?
I thought that was great.
People were saying robbery. That's
right. Well, I mean, technically.
I don't agree.
Oh, you thought Earl beat him?
Easily.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I thought Earl won.
I thought.
And King Lee just said it when they were yelling one more round. He was like, oh, hold on. We can go one more round, but don't make it overtime because.
Yeah. He goes, I'm down for one more joke, but.
It's already dominated. Yeah. Why are we going to, like, make it about one joke when this guy's already way ahead? To me, the four jokes, Earl had two crushers, one good one, and one bad one.
Correct.
Right.
And Carr had four good ones.
Yeah, but do you think Jimmy Carr even wrote those? I feel like he had someone write them for him.
And they weren't, like, real good. They were just good.
They were all right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
he delivered them like they were the word of God, and that's the problem. See, here's the deal. Jimmy Carr versus Earl is a classic Hollywood thing, which is, let's take, like, Hollywood loves clever over hilarious. That's my opinion. Like,
100%.
They'll take clever. Like I remember watching Community with, like, my friend's daughter, and she's like, 15 at the time. She's like, this is my favorite show. She literally said that. And then we sat there and watched it. She didn't laugh once. Not once.
Right.
And I'm like, because it's clever. You're like, oh, okay, that was like Parks and Rec is that. It's like everything's clever. Nothing is like, boom, hilarious.
Yeah.
And that's Jimmy Carr is clever. Wow, that was a clever use of words right there.
Right.
Whereas, like, Earl was hilarious.
Jimmy Carr gets hilarious sometimes. Last year he had crushing jokes.
No, I'm not taking away from him whatsoever.
No, exactly, but there's a different style. I think Jimmy Carr's funny, but I think he's more clever than he is hilarious. That's just my opinion, and who am I? But, dude, at the end of the day, Mike Lawrence is so good at that.
Yeah, and that's the guy that won, right?
Yeah, he hit people, and they couldn't talk after.
Right, I mean, he took literally the air out of Ralphie Mae. Took him out. Where Ralphie Mae was like... That Febreze joke where he goes, you look like a Titanic iceberg.
Yeah.
I mean, Ralphie was like, and then he threw the can because he was like, well, I don't want to look like that now.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that thing about the only reason I make fun of your way is because it's the only thing you didn't lose.
Yeah. I was crying laughing.
That was the funniest joke I've ever heard.
The hardest thing about your divorce was taking the ring off.
Okay. Yeah. Dude,
the Kool-Aid joke
like,
was funny.
Because what Ralphie does in when he deals with hecklers is he starts, oh, you're just going to do the fat jokes, trying to take the bolts out of the gun.
Yeah.
But he tried to do that with a gunslinger, and the guy's like, oh, that's all I'm going to. Dude, that, the only thing you haven't lost is weight is the most crushing thing. And then when he hit Ralphie so hard, Ralphie couldn't talk.
Uh-huh.
Then he hit, and I love Sarah, He hit Sarah so hard one time,
yeah,
she couldn't talk.
Yeah, she had no comeback.
When he goes, a lot of people go to me, are you going to put Sarah in her place? He goes, she's a 38-year-old woman in stand-up comedy. She has no place. Right. Dude, the place just went nuts.
Yeah.
And you just see Sarah go...
Like, yeah.
Like the robot was starting to short circuit.
Right.
And I, dude, she's... To make it that far, God bless her. I, you know, farther than I probably could make it.
Right.
Dude, but, I mean, you just saw her. She's, like, stumbling at the next joke. She's like, live television. Got to get words out.
And even for Tony, too. I feel bad for Tony because he literally had not one joke where you're like, oh, shit. I mean, kind of, but not.
No, dude, no, his retorts on that guy from New York just were so fucking funny. Because is there a rumor that Tony beat his girlfriend?
I've never heard that rumor.
Because all they were talking
to...
What?
I guess so.
Yeah, because that's all they were saying were like jokes about him hitting his girlfriend. I'm like,
I've never heard
anything like that.
No.
I heard it, and I know it's true. You've heard he hit his girlfriend?
I saw him do it.
Really?
Sure.
Why didn't you hit him?
I doubt she cared, but still.
It was just hilarious the way he hit her, because he's like, I'm going to... teach you a lesson, and he like slaps, and I'm like, ah, that didn't even hurt him. But he did it like 50 times.
I saw Doc Willis. Like I saw Doc choke him out once in the hallway.
Choke Tony?
Yes.
What?
Did anyone jump in?
No, not at all.
Nobody.
Everyone watched.
That's Tony.
I grabbed my camera phone.
I love Tony Hinchcliffe with all my heart, but dude, there's
hey dog. You know? I told you.
Yeah, he was pissed.
I love him.
They tape it up in the main room, man.
So. So that retort he had, the guy's like, I've never hit a chick, but I'm about to beat a pussy. Dude, that's
funny.
Here's Tony's, why he's so good at roasting. It's because he's so fast with puns off the top of his head, and he's
got that dick face. Like, I'm a dick.
He's great. Dude. I thought he did great. Someone said, Jeffrey Ross fucking helped him get to the next level.
Everybody always says shit.
I'm like,
everybody helps people.
I heard it was like, hold on, why is there an extra round? This is not, nobody thinks that he tied. And then he's like, let him go second. And they were like, well, this guy went first the first time. He should go second the first time. And Jeff was like, nah, it'd work better if Tony went second.
Like, maybe that's true, but Tony beat him. His jokes were just better.
What I heard was the first round wasn't, like, he wasn't really worthy of getting an overtime.
Okay, I don't know if they edited it different and added juice to the laughter, but from what I saw, Tony beat him.
I bet they do. I bet they do.
What, you think they horrible. They added in a laugh track, you think?
Maybe. I mean, that's the only way that scenario that he's saying makes any sense, because as you actually watch it, I thought Tony destroyed him. I didn't think
that's
it was even that close.
That's why everybody at home said Jimmy Carr was robbed. That's why everybody at home said Jimmy Carr was robbed, probably, because they saw like a sweeter version of it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it. I didn't.
I hope they didn't do that. I hope they didn't do that.
I know they're doing that.
Of course they do, dude.
They're doing that with the new Mad TV. That's what Amir told me.
What, they're adding laughs?
It's not even in front. You know, it's not in front of a live crowd, right?
Right.
So it sounds like it's in front of a live crowd.
That's fine.
I know, but he said it was hard. He goes, because you don't know if you're killing it or not.
Oh.
So you don't know if you're getting like a. You know, can't gauge how good you're doing. Like when you do a joke, you can't tell if it's good or not.
That's weird to play to.
Yeah. So he's like, he went out there, was doing his shit, and then he was like, "Was that good?" And they're like, "Yeah, it was hilarious." But I would want an organic reaction. That's why I love Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are they doing it in front of
you?
The
love
crowd?
Saturday Night
They've
Live.
Always done
Let's
that.
Not go crazy here.
Well,
love
I mean,
Saturday
I don't.
Lo-
I used to love Saturday
Thank
Night
you.
Live.
Thank
so.
You.
Give me a break.
It's all good, dude. But I thought it was great. I didn't know how it would translate the roast battles because.
Did they show K. Trevor Wilson's joke on Tony where it's like where he said, "Tell me if they said." I think they probably wouldn't, but it was the best one of the night. People say Tony is his girlfriend, but there's no way that's true because Tony's a faggot. Faggots don't have girlfriends.
Yeah, they had it.
That's so good.
They showed the word faggot.
Yeah,
did they really? They must have bleeped it out though.
No, they did not.
What?
Yeah, they dude, faggot was flying, dude. The
Maybe
only thing
it's
he didn't
just,
fly
like, the
was
first
the
time
N-word.
They air it, like when they do specials. You know how it's unedited the first time.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like
no, because it's time slot. But it, Oh, it wasn't even that late of a time slot. No, I think
10 o'clock.
Dude, that show, if it goes,
I don't get faggot at 12:30.
If it goes, 100%,
they said faggot.
Yeah, they all did. The time.
I think 100% it has to.
Because I was standing next to Martindale when they said it, and I was like, "They're talking about you." I'm telling you the truth. That's not even a joke.
I thought it was a great show. I was so happy how it translated. I was so happy for Moses.
Yeah. I'm like, Moses looks great on camera.
I'm like, Moses, what's your Twitter? Ray Stanley? Why is it that?
Yeah, I told him. You gotta
change it to your fucking name.
I know. He did that on Facebook finally because it was race banning. And I'm like, come on, dude.
It's like, dude.
I know.
You don't know if
you're not Tyler the Creator. You
know
what I'm saying? Like, give me a break.
It's like, what are you, stupid?
I know. It's Moses for you, though.
But dude, I thought translate.
I'm super happy
great.
For him.
The best judge by far was Jeselnik. They need to get guys like him.
Yeah.
That are just honest and don't have agendas.
Right.
I just feel like everybody else had a dog in the race.
People have roasted before.
What? People who roasted before? Okay, yeah.
Sarah Silverman talked for way too long.
Yeah.
I was like,
and
dude,
it took
what
everything.
The fuck?
And you knew what she was going to say.
Dude, it literally took, and Sarah Tiana is one of my best friends, and she did great, and I'm happy for her. But it took Sarah Tiana literally short-circuiting on stage,
yeah.
For her not to vote for Sarah, not to vote for Sarah. Like,
right.
Like, anything she could, not to vote for a guy.
Yeah.
Well, I heard this, and I don't know if you guys have heard this rumor, but Sarah Tiana beats her girlfriend.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
I heard you get called a faggot,
have
too.
Have you really heard that he hit his girlfriend? Honestly. Have you heard that, honestly? Were people just making that up?
I saw it with my own two eyes. And then he kept doing this move where he does the double poke with the eyes right into her thing.
I heard chicks love that.
She didn't like
it. Yeah, chicks love when you double poke them in the eyes.
I'm telling
I heard when you punch
them
in the
media.
Pussy, too. When you punch a girl in the pussy, she
with
gets...
your dick?
Oh, no, just your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves all close fists.
You ever punch a girl with your tongue?
I call that the clam hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, I just...
I try to put my tongue in everything.
And then when I finish, it goes, fatality.
I like putting on brass knuckles and just punching clams. I call it my clam hammer.
Your clam punch.
That's a great name.
I'm clamoring ham.
Keep it simple, stupid. Right. That's why that works.
You don't shuck clams.
You
hammer
them. Yeah, you got a hammer clam. I'm a clam hammer.
You betcha.
You're going to fuck around and get your clam hammer.
Clam hammer.
Dude, it was just pile.
New t-shirt for you. Clam hammer.
Mike Lawrence is like...
I never heard of the guy. Ari, have you heard of him before? I'm sure
yeah,
you have.
Yeah, he's been around. He's been writing for a bunch of stuff. I got excited. I want to try it now. I want to try doing it. I did it once.
You want to try doing the roast?
Yeah.
Mike Lawrence writes all his own jokes. Won't take a joke from anyone else. Won't even take a joke from a friend. And said no. When he goes at midnight, not only does not use his own writers or ask anybody to come help him, he won't use the at midnight.
Yeah,
writers.
He's so.
Like,
I mean,
please
dude,
get out of here. I can't do anyone else's jokes. That's not what I do.
There, it wasn't even. You're like, this guy's the baddest dude here. It was just like so.
Yeah, you precision. Couldn't. You couldn't. You couldn't. You couldn't cut him down at all.
Because
even if you,
was,
even if you did, he still was like, I got two in the chamber ready for you.
Yeah, he had so, and like even when, even his not best stuff was as good as. Anybody who was taking on his best stuff.
Yeah.
His worst stuff was yeah. their best stuff.
Yeah.
He's That's just... the thing. Ralphie kept saying you only have fat jokes, but at the same time, it's like, well, you're just doing smelly jokes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ralphie, yeah. Dude, that works on idiots who come see your show?
Why would
like stupid Mexicans?
But why would Ralphie go to... I'm just curious. He doesn't really need to do that. Why?
Everybody wants exposure.
I guess, but I'm just like, you know, he's a,
why would
he's a talented
ZZ
comedian.
Do it?
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking.
Because
I know why. So I'll help get over that fucking stupid thing.
Yeah.
Oh, him lying about the 9/11
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, Ralphie, too. It's like, oh, it's good exposure. It's like you're part of this thing. It's really cool. You go a few rounds. Yeah. Everyone likes you. Maybe you get on the roast out of it. It's great.
It's
Central for 3 nights in a row.
It's amazing to watch people realize they're losing. It's like, you're like,
well, Ralphie, had no comeback at all. And he tried to do some comebacks. Everyone was like, no. Just take your ass kicking. And don't say anything. Don't say anything else.
I think Steve did it.
Yeah
like,
Sam
all
right. Morrell started to get
what?
A little bit upset with Tiana. He started to get mad. And Morrell started to get mad because he was doing.
Well, did he do well or did he not do well?
He jokes every round. And he's like, it was just one word. Why can't I do that? And they're like.
Okay, we'll take it.
He beat Ren DC, but he didn't beat Tiana. Then he lost to Tiana. Yeah, but he was doing like a comeback as like if I, you say I'm ugly, I may be ugly, but I'm not Armenian. And then I did my joke, you know. But he was doing that as like pre-written long lines. It was like, that's your joke, man. That's your joke.
Okay. You're saying Sam Morrell was trying to do jokes as comebacks and then do another joke.
Yeah, where it's like, come on, you already did it. It wasn't based on exactly what they said. So it's like you just saved up two.
Oh. So do you ever see the old Saturday Night Live sketch where the guy's interviewing somebody who is 30 seconds ahead of time?
Yeah.
And somebody who's...
Yeah. Who's that, Fallon? Is that Fallon?
No, that was way back in the day. Oh. That's how I feel with this interview
with
right
Ari.
Now.
It's a little tough. Look at him.
He's not happy.
What is that? Is that just popping up every time?
Calls we keep
Ari,
getting.
We're an hour in. Oh. Do you want... I just the timing's weird.
Try to call back. See if
it works.
Try to
call
brother.
Back on your end.
All right.
I thought it was great. I thought Sarah did great. I mean, she's a great writer, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just say something? What I found so interesting is that the top four people, none were from New York City. And New York City comics hate L.A. comics.
Isn't that funny?
You know that they are coming up with conspiracy theories, even though Jeffrey Ross is a New York City comic.
Right.
The other thing is, you can say that, Sam. I hear what you're saying. But it's also, the show was created at the Comedy Store, and half of the fucking Final Four were people that have done this 10 times.
Well, also people that
Rihanna's been in the Rose Battle 10 times.
But also she's
Mike
watched
Lawrence
it.
Lawrence has been in it 10 times.
She's watched it too. Billion.
Yeah, but they have
all
Rose
judged
Battles
it. They all,
in New York.
But this exact format with the wave, with all these players, with all these people involved, they've just done it so many times.
I love everybody. I just find it so hilarious that they're consumed with us.
Ari looks more clear. Ari.
Are you live, Ari?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's better.
That does seem better.
This guy keeps calling. Who is this?
It's very important what that they... Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk. What's up?
Hey, bro. It's John Smith, bro.
Hey, what's up, dude?
We gotta go. We lost Ari.
Why even
John
take
Smith,
the call?
I love you.
Ari.
Why would we take that right when I was trying to...
He's calling again, that guy?
What's that, Ari?
I fucked up. I shouldn't have taken the call.
Forget it. Just forget it.
Did you just call Ari back?
Yes.
Well, he needs to call us.
Ari, call us. I fucked up.
Yeah,
I fucked up. I fucked up.
It's more clear when you call us.
You call us. I fucked up.
It's going to be
okay.
Why is he so upset?
Because it's Ari and he gets gay snarky whenever things don't go his way.
Are all the podcasts you do this professional?
Snarky Shafir.
Yeah, just about.
Just making sure
it's
we're
just chaos. Everyone's got feedback. Everything's just fucking chaos. Dude, I was listening to Howard Stern because I listen to it religiously every single
Still.
Day. It is hands down the best show on the planet.
He's a master.
He's the best, but the crank calls that they still do. Oh, no.
What, Ari? Okay.
You didn't even put me on. You hit the call right way. The call. You didn't take the call the right way.
I said I fucked up, Ari. I totally admit that.
You put me on hold like you always do.
No, I don't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
But
Ari, I fucked up. I said I fucked up. God, even on another continent, you're a fucking asshole.
You fucked up twice.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You fucked up twice.
Okay. Okay. John Smith,
say
we're
you
not
fucked up twice.
Taking, we're not
Sam,
taking
just say
your
you
call.
Fucked up twice.
I fucked
shut
up twice.
There you go. Now
shut
up.
John Smith, we're not taking calls right now. Okay?
Do you guys ever take calls?
Yes, all the time.
Oh.
Yeah. And maybe it's super important what he has to
let's
say,
keep,
but
John Smith, unless you've been kidnapped and you need $1,000 right now, don't call in. Okay?
Who's giving him $1,000?
Do you know who this guy is?
Who? Are
yeah,
you?
Called
no,
him.
John
he's a comic.
Smith. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's done a couple of things.
Yeah. Yes.
But, yeah, no, I was listening to Howard Stern do these crank calls with this kid who does a podcast for the Yankees. He just does, like, a Yankees podcast. Yeah. So they'll call him and be like, hey, do you know what the weather's going to be like today? And the kid's like, okay, listen, pal. This is a Yankees podcast. Okay, we're not talking about the weather. So they'll hang up. One guy goes, "Yeah, man, I just want Sal, cousin Sal." And he goes, "Yeah, man, I just want to let you know that I went to the Yankees game with my dad yesterday, and it was super great. I gave him a big ass blow job, and he blew his load." My guy's like, "You motherfucker, dude!" Like, it's so mad, yeah. And he has this bad feedback, and he can't figure out his fucking calls. Dude, it's so great. I just cry and laughing,
cranking the other really shitty podcasts would be
fun. Dude, it's perfect. They'll call like church line.
When I was a kid, I used to crank call all the local. Me and my sister used to do this. We would crank call all the like local, like Home Shopping Network kind of shows.
Yeah, like,
but there would be like the WGN late night version ones at like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
and it, you know, you could just straight up call them,
right?
And we would keep them on the line forever and ever and ever, and then we would always try. Our game was to try to get on air,
right?
You know what I mean?
Just keep calling.
But
the problem is, back then you could block your number. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they never blocked my number, but we would, and then we were
Star
like,
6-7.
Trying to get the guy, the hand model, like, "You got to show his face, man. I'm such a fan." We would fake all these accents, and then they finally show this dude's face, and he's like, "Burn!" He was the dumbest looking fucking guy. Dude. He had his huge fucking nose, and he's like, "Argh." He looked like a fucking like Picasso painting, like in person. His nose is all crooked and shit. They're like, "Okay," and they finally shut it, man. And me and my sister were like probably 11 and 9, just holding our stomachs on the ground, laughing hysterically at how stupid this dude was.
So that's great.
That was so funny, dude.
Good. Yeah, crank calls back in the day were so
always
so
the
great.
Best, dude. I used to when I went to Ball State when I was in college. You know, you have the phone book that's just like for all college students.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and what dorms and whatever.
Right.
It would always say what city their home city was. So I would get blasted, and then I would just scroll through the fucking thing and call. And I'd be like, "Yeah, is this Cindy?" Yeah, who is this? "Cindy from Wilmette, fucking Wisconsin."
Is that,
you know what I mean? "Yes, yeah, who is it?" And you have just enough information about them to keep them on the phone for like 10 minutes.
That's so
good. Yeah, Mark's brother. Who? Mark's brother.
Right.
"Oh, sorry, who is this? Is this Cindy from Wilmette, Wisconsin?" "Yes, yes." "Well, then it's got to be the right guy. It's me, Mark's brother." "Who the fuck?" And, dude, I would just do that for like hours. We're for nobody but me. It's so dumb.
Yeah, we used to call people up in college and call them up and go, "Where the fuck are you?"
Yeah.
You know how scary that is to get that phone call when it's like 6 a.m.? Because you're like, "I don't know. Was I supposed to be somewhere? I don't know. I guess I'm late." Where the fuck are you? And then you just hang up.
You better get here quickly or else we're shutting this whole thing
down. Are you nuts? You put this all together and just hang up.
I fucked this chick from, she was in like a totally different dorm. It was my sophomore year. Rutgers was playing Ball State, and I called her. I was doing that same exact gag, and got this chick I was talking to her, and I was doing some shitty like Jersey accent, and I was telling her that I played for Rutgers and blah, 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 and then I was actually calling for her roommate, and she answers, and like, "She's not here." "Ah, god damn it." You know? And then I wind up talking to her, go over there, hang out with her. We wind up fucking. And I'm giving her the "I got to go back to Rutgers on Sunday" spiel.
Rikers? She had to go back to Rikers?
Rutgers. Okay. Should have been Rikers. And then like a month later, I see her at a party. And she just looks at me like, "Oh, you motherfucker."
Yeah, you got me.
But I had to fake like a Jersey. Oh, we lost. All right. I had to fake a Jersey accent for like better part of 8 hours.
That's tough. Because then you can't remember which accent you lied with.
Well,
"Hey, how are you?"
I came back and I'm like, "You'll never believe what my night was."
"You're from Jersey, of course."
"Fucker, you're nuts." My roommate Aaron, I never forgot to tell my roommate Aaron Hynek. I'm like, "Dude, you'll never believe what happened to me last night after I got home."
"On the phone, hey,
you gotta believe this, motherfucker."
Well, it looks like we lost Ari in the show. Should we take John Smith?
God damn it. He's not going to stop calling.
John Smith,
and it's not going to stop bothering you,
John
Sam.
Smith, bro.
Bro, John Smith, bro. What's going on?
Yeah, I know what you've been doing for the last hour.
You've been causing chaos on the show.
Someone better be dead.
You better have a good story. Who shot fucking Kennedy? You better know these answers.
First of all, Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Oh, fuck.
Second of all,
that's enough for me to hang up.
No. Sam. I just wanted to ask you about all this shit that Woodley's getting for rejecting Wonder Boy.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Yes, he's getting a lot of shit.
What's Wonder Boy?
What do you guys think about that? Did you think that was warranted? Or I thought he did the right thing by calling out Diaz and GSP.
UFC talk. UFC Tyrone Woodley.
I'll leave now.
Just be
what?
No, I like UFC. I just I'm not big into UFC.
Okay, that's fine. But
I'll pay attention.
Once you start doing a sports podcast, you'll realize it's very important to like all sports because you're gonna run out once the season ends. You're like, what are we gonna talk about?
Right.
And the UFC's great because it's year round. I think he has every right to call out whoever he wants. He's the champ.
And Wonder Boy's not a payday.
Yeah.
GSP is a payday. Diaz is a payday.
I would totally call those guys out.
If I was 100%.
I would be, what is the biggest fight I can
make? Do you want $600,000 or you want $2.5 million?
What, Ari?
It's not like it's a big rivalry that he wants to like take care of or something. It's like who cares about those other fights?
It's like, here's my theory. A UFC fighter who forever was denied getting a belt.
Right.
He's kind of like what Joe Bartnick says, why you never put fat chicks in power, okay? Because fat chicks have too many axes to grind.
Right.
They bring too much high school fucking garbage to everything they do. So that's what you do. So Tyrone Woodley, for 3 or 4 years, was denied a shot. Now he's gotten in. He's got all these axes to grind, which is he deserves.
Makes it good.
Let him pick who he wants to. He's not going to just give it up to Wonder Boy, who's a nobody.
Now, who's Wonder Boy?
Wonder Boy, Stevie Wonder Boy Thompson, is a former kickboxing champion.
He's badass. I like him.
He's an awesome striker. Stumbled kind of at first when he got in the UFC. Now just beat, who did he just beat? Roy McDonald.
Yep.
And now he's supposed to be up next to fight Tyrone Woodley, who just beat Robbie Lawler.
He's got the belt.
That I was depressed just about, because I love Robbie Lawler.
Yeah.
What is this, middleweight, lightweight? What is
this? This is welterweight.
Welterweight?
Yeah, 170.
Oh, okay.
And like,
isn't that what McGregor fights?
He can.
Well, he's fighting.
Isn't that the stuck in the mud division? You haven't heard that?
No.
McGregor calls.
By the way.
Yeah, you've heard that, Ari, right?
Stuck in the mud division?
Yeah, that's what McGregor calls the 170 division. Stuck in the mud division because he beat everyone or something?
145.
145, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. 145 is like the little people division.
Right. That's what he technically.
I don't know about your theory, Sam, that he was like a fat chick. He didn't win enough to really deserve a title. He came in, he won one fight, then he lost.
Well, I'm not saying he was or he wasn't. He has stayed before. He had to do everything he could that he was getting denied opportunities to fight for a title. Whether it is true or not, in his head, he believed that they were denying his chance to be the fight for a title. So now that he got it, he's going to be like,
I don't know
fuck
how.
You.
That's a crazy head. He was two and three, and then he won two fights, and then he got a title fight.
Right. Again, Ari, I'm not stating facts here. I'm saying, what is he thinking? What is he thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious what he's thinking. What he's thinking is, if any one of these three guys can beat me and take my title, I want to fight the ones first that pay me the most. If I'm going to eventually have to fight all three of these guys, let's go payday, least payday, least payday.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want the biggest fight?
If all three of them could easily beat me or I could win, why would I start at the guy that pays me $400,000 and hopefully get to the guy that pays me $4 million when I can fight the $4 million guy
first? Right out the gate.
Exactly.
Right out the gate.
Yeah, I mean, all three of them are...
This is the first fight in a year and a half. I don't think it is just to call on anybody. I think all right. I'm lucky to get that title fight.
That sounds like a discussion with Tyrone Woodley you should have, Ari.
Dude, I think if you got a belt around your waist, you earn the right to say whatever you want.
Podcast, we bring up whether or not you should call people out. Wouldn't that be the right time?
Does someone have their blinker on in the car?
Are you driving?
Are you
still on the phone with John?
Ari, John Smith, bro, are you fucking in your car with your blinker on?
What do I do with this?
Click it.
Yes, sir. I'm in my Nissan Leaf right now.
Oh, my God.
Now.
I didn't know he was on the phone still.
Dude, never. I actually like. We can hear Ari better when it's just his audio.
And that's what I was thinking earlier.
And we don't have to look at him.
All right. Can you hear us?
My ears hear better.
I switched to an iPad.
Way better.
Oh, it's better.
It's like night and day. Why don't you admit you fucked up and used the wrong phone?
All right. Admit you fucked up.
Hey, let's get back to talking about the subject because we were talking about it and you said my opinion didn't matter at all.
Not to admit
you
fucked up.
Who said that?
Well, you were talking about whether or not he should call out Nick Diaz and GSP, and then I was like, he doesn't deserve to, and you go, why don't you bring it up with him?
Yeah, because you're saying he.
Why do you think he doesn't deserve to? Because I think that if you have a belt, you've earned the right to say whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah, he had one. He hadn't fought in a year and a half.
Dude, he has the belt, Ari.
I think. I know, but I don't think he gets to call out whoever he wants. No.
Has GSP won?
I'm saying no.
He hasn't fought. He hasn't fought in like 2.5 years.
Now, why is that?
Because he just didn't want to. He's been fighting forever.
And he also doesn't agree with. Their system of testing for PEDs and all that drug testing. So he's like, until they change the way that they test, because he swears up and down that he's like super duper duper clean,
yeah,
that it's not fair. And he's like, I'm not going to put myself in a dangerous situation.
But if you're super duper clean, then what's the problem?
Because he doesn't feel like
he feels like everybody has
an unfair advantage, and it's not a fair fight.
Well, it's like Nate Diaz says everyone's on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, she wants to have his baby.
Nate Diaz?
Yeah.
Hell
really
yeah.
Really bad.
Really bad.
What if it was Nate?
What if he says he'll do nothing to help raise it?
That's a given. What about Nate? What if it's Nate or
Welcome
Nick?
Welcome to 2016.
Yeah.
I don't like Nick, so I started following them both on Snapchat because all the fans keep telling me to, and Nick's lame. He just parties all day, every day.
Nick who?
Nick Diaz.
Oh, his brother?
Yeah, but Nate's like a homebody, and he just works out at the gym all day. He's me, but a boy.
Oh, you just...
Yeah, that's what he is.
He cycles a lot, too. How adorable. That's great.
He does it. He does
it. I'm boxing all day.
Ari, I don't care. You can say whatever you want. It's fine. He thinks he got fucked and they were denying him, so he wants to pick who he wants. It's a business decision. You're the champ. You should be able to pick who you want, just like Bisping picked Dan Henderson.
I mean, it would be great to have, GSP come back, and obviously GSP should get the title fight as soon as he comes back.
How about this? They talked about this card. This would be a great card. Wouldn't you think this is great? Tyron Woodley, Wonder Boy fight. Then Robbie Lawler versus Nick Diaz. All right. And then Anderson Silva versus GSP at 185.
Yeah, but I don't think Anderson Silva, I mean, I don't know if he has any more left in the tank. I remember at one point Spider Silva was like the man to
beat. He was.
And then he broke his goddamn foot on someone's leg, and that was the end of the motherfucking story
for
him.
But he still has name cachet for people who would be excited to see that fight from way back in the day. It's like when...
I don't think GSP could match up with him.
What's that, Ari?
I'd be excited to see it, but it'd be a shitty, stupid...
I think people would pay a lot to see that fight.
I don't know. I don't know. I watched that Holly Holm fight she just lost. What happened? What the fuck happened to her?
That was so genuine.
What the hell happened?
She got walked straight down. She got walked down.
She got worked up.
The problem with her.
Did she just find Rousey on a
counterpunch person.
Right.
She's a pick and pop.
You can tell. She's 1-2-3.
She's a pick and pop. She doesn't engage. She gets in, she gets out.
Yep.
So that's a great style when you have someone like Ronda Rousey coming right at you like a bull.
Yeah.
But if they're not and they're getting, they get out, she's fucked. And it's like she's had one fight where she destroyed somebody in the UFC. The rest have all been like that, where she doesn't engage. Wow. She doesn't. She just gets in, pop, 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 gets out.
Home? How do you think she is in the sack? I bet she's great in the old sack, Ola.
I think they're all good. You know who's looks like she's horrible in the sack? Taylor Swift. Looks like she fucks
the
like
UFC
a cinder
fighter?
Block. What?
The UFC fighter?
No, just a girl in general.
I know.
A girl in general.
Why do you think she's bad in the
She
sack?
Just looks like she fucks like a fucking 4x4.
Yeah.
She just sits there and you get splinters in your dick. That's what I think fucking Taylor Swift would be like.
Hitting her from behind probably sent like a flat board.
Yeah, you're just, it's like a young boy.
It'd be like fucking me from behind.
Hell yeah.
Ugh.
Which I hear.
I should like in the ass. I'm like the thighs, you don't go crazy. I mean, she had a lot of guys fall in love with her.
Oh, yeah. You're saying that maybe I'm wrong and that pussy's magical and a dream killer?
I mean, maybe she likes anal or something.
That's true. If she likes anal, then it's a game changer.
Maybe she can suck the skin off a cobra.
What if she's like, listen, I know you think I'm boring, but what do you say you put in my asshole? You're like,
I just don't. I think you do all the work
yeah.
with her. I think she, if you hook up with her, and maybe as peasants, we should do all the work, you know? But I feel like she does. I don't know. The vibe is. Just, I get this vibe that she just
just sits there and you do all the fucking work.
Yeah.
What if she's the opposite? What if she just sucks cock like you've never... Like
she's just a monster. She's in orgies all the time. You're like, is that Taylor again?
She knows moves. Forking
down
know.
Three. She's taking threes down. Just fucking
work. Is that airtight Taylor?
Like she's playing organ. Just fucking with dick.
Why can't my asshole breathe right now? Somebody stuff it.
She's like, I need a dick.
No, she's like, got, like plays bagpipes. Like she puts your balls under her armpit and just like fucking does like weird moves that really fucking... make your dick sound like a bagpipe?
What if she called in right now?
I would love it.
What if she called in?
I wish somebody here. I wish somebody here would call in as her and tell us how they fuck.
What's his face is still trying. What's his face is still trying to call in?
Okay, Tom. Yeah. Tom.
It's a different phone number. That's
oh, maybe it's Taylor.
I don't. Maybe I don't want to do it because then Ari will cry like a bitch. All right.
Cool.
That's great.
No, football's, just do it right.
Football starting.
I can't wait. Are you going to go to any Rams games?
Oh, yeah, I will.
Are you really?
Rams are my
I'm going to Rams-Falcons. It's second the only team. Game I can go to because that red zone job.
Rams are my second B team.
I was going
to
say.
Why are you allowed to go to the Falcons one?
What, Ari?
Why are you allowed to go to the Falcons one then?
Why don't you go to the Falcon game?
No, I said I am going to the Falcon game. It's the only day I'm taking off of work.
No, how come you're allowed to go to any other ones?
What do you say?
Because you're doing the red zone.
Because I work at the red zone every Sunday, so unless it's a Monday night game, I can't go to it.
Oh, it's Monday night?
No, I'm saying I'm taking that Sunday off just to go to the Falcon game because they're not going to be in town for another 8 years. But otherwise, unless it's a Monday night game, I can't really go to any Rams games because of the red zone.
I think Rams are going to be pretty fucking good this year. I think the defense is a little beat up.
Crazy.
No, I think that kid Goff is going to be good.
Dude, that division with the
all bananas. Rides on that.
But that kid, their running back, was it Gurley?
Yeah, Todd Gurley.
He's a maniac.
They have no receivers.
Really?
Which is unbelievable.
Yep. No receivers.
But I think...
receivers, but...
And they're playing at USC, right?
Playing at USC. Tavon Austin is about fucking... He's about as tall as Doc Willis. I mean, he's fast as fuck.
Right.
But he's like fucking 5'7".
He's like Warwick Dunn shifty, though. He's pretty fucking shifty.
Yeah, if you can get the ball in his hands, but I mean, if he gets hit deep, but they don't have like a real possession.
Sam, who's your sleeper team this year that you think you?
Because
I'll be honest with you, going into the season, I have really no clue who's the good team or who's the team to beat besides the Chicago Bears.
I tell you, I got a bunch of sleeper teams.
All right. Sure, the Raiders.
Can I tell you my bet with these two? I have two. We do bag of bets on here.
Yeah.
I
want you to tell me who's your sleeper. All right, you tell me, and then I want to know what you think.
Sleeper. Now, define sleeper. You mean like a team
that you think
play spoiler and make the playoffs? Or you're talking about a team that
I didn't think the Broncos were going to win the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that right now.
Last year,
no way. Not with Brittle Bones, Peyton Manning. Are you kidding me?
I think the Jags, and this is going to be crazy.
Jags are going to be good.
I think the Browns are going to be better than people think.
Both of those are crack cocaine.
He's 100% right.
I think they're going to be way better than people.
How?
First of all, Hugh Jackman is a fucking great coach.
So is Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson's even better coach than Hugh Jackman.
Oh, it's Hugh Jackman.
I like Hugh Jackman, though, in anything.
I did Broadway, super good.
Wolverine. They got Wolverine as a coach.
Hugh Jackson is a great coach.
Ryan Reynolds on that team, right?
They're getting back their wide receiver. What's his face?
Josh Gordon.
Dude, that team is going to be good, man.
Wasn't Josh Gordon just doing a bunch of blow with fucking Manziel and Puerto Vallarta or some shit?
Correct. Westwood.
And laugh that people used to get suspended for weed. We're going to look back. It's going to be one of those things where our grandchildren will be like,
right.
Oh, Grandpa, why were you guys so stupid about marijuana?
Yeah.
Well, son, we were ran by corporate interests who told us that weed was the devil. You know?
They need it. They need it for their bodies.
Yep.
There's no reason.
I agree.
There's no reason.
That's what a lot of them are saying.
One guy's like, I can't live without it.
More pain pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep prescribing me benzos, which are impossible to kick. You see that article about Brett Favre where he was like, I was taking like 16 Vicodin a day or something?
Yeah, he was finishing a six-pack and having like 10 Vicodin after the game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Hang up.
Ari can still see us, but we can't see him.
Sam didn't know that either.
Those are my two sleepers.
What about you, Teeb?
Tampa Bay also I'd put in there. Tennessee I would also put in there. I think Houston's going to be better than people think.
Yeah.
Because Houston lost a couple things, and you go, oh, well, they're out of it. But Houston's going to be tough.
Cardinals are going to be tough.
Cardinals are going to be back where they are.
Yeah.
Seattle's not going to be as good as people think.
I don't. Do you think the Niners win at least one game this year?
Yeah, Niners will probably win 4 or 5 games.
4 or 5? Really?
I think Carlos Hyde's going to have a good fantasy year that people are forgetting about him.
I think that they are. Everybody. I think San Francisco's fucked.
Yeah. For a while.
I mean, when you're hoping Gabbert beats out Kaepernick, you're fucked.
But you know what's crazy, too, is all those guys that just are retiring because they're like, you know what? I don't want to be a bag of dicks
when
I'm 30.
They made a bunch of
money. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love NFL players bitching about their money. Listen, you have how many people on the team?
52.
You're doing 16 games. NBA players have almost like the whole team is like just one side of a ball.
Right.
It's 14 guys.
And they all make way more money.
Yeah, but they should. They do 82 games.
Oh, true.
Versus
yeah.
16 games.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I mean, you can look at it that way. But then you can also go, the NFL makes a hell of a lot more money than the NBA does. I'm just saying the NFL owners are more greedy than NBA owners.
I cannot believe that.
True or false?
The national.
True or false?
100%.
I cannot believe that the NFL players aren't allowed to look at the books. Can you believe that?
No. Yeah. Well, one, because they wouldn't even know how to fucking read them. Personally.
I know. It's just like Brett Ernst always going like, dude, I read all 7,000 pages of the 9/11 documents. Did you? I go, no, you didn't.
No fucking way.
No, you didn't,
you read
Gorilla.
You read the Cliff Notes.
Loves to quote one line on page like 62 that's been completely discredited, and he still claims. I go, dude, you're talking about one line in a whole fucking thing.
He thinks it's an inside job, right?
No, at the time he thought Iraq was behind it. And we're like, nah, nah, nah.
Not at all.
Not at all. You just look at all the dumb shit that we believe.
Ernst doesn't have an opinion either way. He just wants you to think he's smart.
Yeah.
I think he is smart.
He is smart, but he wants you to think that for sure.
Let me tell you about our bets.
Okay.
I have a bet with this guy.
Yep.
Okay. Raiders have a better record.
Better overall record, that's it, than the Falcons.
Than the Falcons. Loser.
Raiders.
Okay.
Loser has to walk Santa Monica by donut time as a tranny for 1 hour.
I mean, that's not that hard. That's
typical Thursday night for me.
That's the bet?
No, and then the other bet is...
You have to dress like a tranny and walk around...
Around donut time?
Yeah.
Didn't they make a movie about that?
Yeah, Tangerine.
No, it's the...
Tangerine.
I thought it was called Dope.
No, Tangerine.
Oh.
And then you have Ari and I have a bet
that the
Raiders will make... I say the Raiders will make the playoff. He says they won't. Loser gets their... anal bleachings.
Oh, no.
If Ari loses that.
Yeah.
The best case scenario for me is that the Raiders make the playoffs at like 10-6, but the Falcons are 11-5. So Sam has to walk around like a tranny, and then Ari loses the anal bleaching because Ari's asshole has some horrific problems.
Oh, where do you even get it? Your anal? I don't even know how to say it right. Where do you get your bleaching. Asshole bleached?
I don't even know. We'll figure that out.
Where do you go?
I'll probably have to look it up and figure it out.
We have to figure it out.
Yeah.
The brown hole.
Sam, we're doing it in studio, right, Aaron?
I know people who do get their assholes bleached.
Yeah, at balloon knots?
Sam will get a guy in balloon knots. Whose joke was that, you know?
No, yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Place is called Balloon Knots.
Yeah, over at Balloon Knots. BalloonKnots.com. Our new sponsor, BalloonKnots.com.
We should make a
It's right next to Nut Cuts.
Yeah.
Get your balls trimmed up.
Yeah. Yep. Trim it up.
Yeah, please.
Be a champion.
Sure.
So that's it. How do you think Chicago does?
I think the Bears, they might make the playoffs.
Are you a pro Cutler or Cut Cutler guy?
Whatever.
Because that town is divided. Well, you're one or the other.
I
hate that guy in that city, and you know it.
They do. He's the only guy. He's Derrick Rose for our football team. So as long as he plays good, you know, fine. But he's gone also through 9 coordinators. And of course,
he's had as many kids as he has coordinators.
Yeah.
That guy likes to come inside his lady.
Why, he has a lot of kids?
Oh, God.
He's got 2.
No, I thought he had more than that.
They just had a third.
Oh, okay.
Another boy. Yeah.
Well, okay, that's how long he's been in Chicago. But the guy can't even go outside of his house because everyone's either like, you know, hope you have a great season this year, or they're like, go fuck yourself, JC.
Hey, fuck you!
Right, pretty much.
Drive by and scream fuck you at him.
So there's
an argument that before the Rams moved to
L.A.,
that Chicago was like the best franchise in the league, because in terms of value, a lot of people say it's Dallas,
yeah.
But there's an argument that it was Chicago because it was such a huge city and it was the only team there.
Right.
Now it's Los Angeles. It's like, we only have the Rams. Every other sport has two teams here.
Yeah.
That's why they don't want Raiders to come. They don't want the Raiders
to come. I think the Raiders are going to go to Vegas. I truly think they'll go to Vegas. Because now, look, they have a hockey team. Vegas has a hockey team. And I think that next that they're going to get the Raiders. I think Raiders go to Vegas.
I think the
NFL is
going to
pay
and
very
I'm
close.
I'm going to say something. You could see the Anaheim Angels move there too because their lease is up and they want a new stadium. And Anaheim doesn't
Have you been to that stadium?
Kick Rocks.
I love Anaheim Stadium.
I hate
It's nice. Like going to a mall.
It's the worst.
It's not. No, you want to go to a mall? Go to Diamondbacks Stadium.
Yeah, that place is insane.
It's horrible.
It's insane.
I like Petco Park.
Petco's nice.
I like Wrigley the best.
Wrigley's the what they've done to that stadium.
It's the best.
It's insane. You know they're building a hotel right outside of it, and you can watch the game, and you can go wasted from your seat to the hotel. And there's a big hotel bar. They're even having a beer garden. And all the bars are pissed. Yeah, you can grow your own beer. All the bars are pissed because they're having a beer garden, and they said it's going to be like the second biggest beer garden in the country.
I love that place. They always say this, but they call it the world's biggest singles bar. Wrigley Field.
It's the best.
How many games have you gone to where you don't know? I'm pretty sure
I have a couple kids there. I was batting 1,000 before I left Chicago.
How many times have you gone to Cubs games and left and then been like, did we win or lose?
Pretty much every time.
Yeah. That's the
because then you go over to it used to be called Cubby High Tops.
Bear?
Go over to Cubby Bear High Tops. Yeah. Be blacked the fuck out and you're like 21, 22 years old.
And
you don't even know what happened in the game.
I love that.
Usually because they sucked. But
back then, and when I started like legally drinking,
you
could take the train in, take the train just pretty much right to the stadium, drink at the stadium, and then go
Here's the best part about Chicago is I would wake up on Sunday, we would go to the Cubs game, and then right as soon as the Cubs game is over, you go right to the Bears game. So by the time you're in the Bears game, you're really nice and liquored up. And so you head into that game, and usually they're playing like the Packers, and then at the end of that, you get in a fight and you go home and fall asleep in a plate of pasta.
What'd you get more after your nights of drinking at these sports games? Did you get fucked more or in fights more?
In fights, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
110%. But
if the chicks fucked more, there'd be less fights.
Sure. But
nobody wants to swing with drained ball sack. Have you ever, beat off and then try to swing on somebody? You just can't do it.
Did you ever go to this place called Hitchcock's? You remember?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I hit a guy with a pool cue there once.
I'm convinced that high school.
See, I figured that only happened in movies.
No, this guy was going to hit my buddy, and we could tell and this guy can fight. And I was sitting there, and I was like, man, I know this is going to go down anyway, so I might as well.
Did you hit him with the shaft, or you hit him with the skinny part of the pole?
I hit him with the skinny part, like, over his back that way. Like,
nice.
I broke this way on him.
Hell yeah.
And then my buddy hit him, and then they just started fighting.
See, the thing about Tebow doesn't look like he fight. He is the most athletic, unathletic dude I've ever met in my life. There's nothing about this guy that looks athletic.
It's always for my life to survive.
He's what's
a bum
that?
Fight type.
Yeah, he is a bum fight type dude.
Bum fight.
I bet you flew on bumfights.com. You're probably ranked in the top 10. Jason Bed of Leaves Tebow.
Super bantam weight.
Yeah.
I mean, which is 5 pounds above AIDS weight.
See, in Chicago, you always, like, there was, whether you wanted to or not, you always got in a fight. I either you're looking for it or not.
That's what
the DePaul kids,
if
anyone's listening, they're from DePaul, you can go fuck yourself because I hate all of you.
Oh, we lost half our listeners.
Sorry. They all suck my dick. I hate them. DePaul kids are just, they're white, overprivileged. I went to Columbia College and I'm still paying for it to this day.
They changed the name of that. Where did Paul play basketball? The Rosemont Horizon is now called something crazy.
Oh, now it's the Allstate Arena.
I hate how they do that, man.
Yeah, and it's right by the Chicago Improv, and that place is a dump too. It's garbage.
Hey guys, real quick, we're talking football, which means fantasy leagues. Get in your punch drunk sports fantasy league. What?
Hang up on another caller that's been on for the last 20 minutes.
No, there's nobody
you
been on.
See me?
We don't want to see you. It's literally better without us seeing. I'm not lying to you. It's not like me trying to be an asshole.
The 714.
It just comes in better.
Are you saying there's a 714 on the line still?
There's no 714 in the line. Do you see it, guys?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he does somehow.
All right, Aaron, will you confirm you're the non-biased guy here? Yeah.
There's nobody there.
There's nobody there. What?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear
me?
Can.
Yeah. We
yeah, this
you.
Is the best we've heard you the whole time.
Yeah, we would prefer it this way.
I'm on my iPad.
Okay. So what do you want us to do, Ari? You fucking whiner.
Where?
Call him back.
I'm where right did, back you, did you? You started comedy out there other than Second City, but doing stand up?
No. I started stand up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where are your favorite clubs in Chicago now when you go back to perform?
Comedy Bar.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
I'm playing
it.
There. You got me in.
Yeah, see? She's great. When are you going?
I got the day at home.
I'm going, not this, or I'm going September 8th.
Jeff Richards is there pretty soon, too.
Is he? I'm telling you what, dude. It pays pretty good, and they don't put you up.
They don't put you up.
Are
you
putting you up?
That's the only problem.
I know.
So where am I going to stay?
Well, you can find some.
On the streets?
Find some schlubs that'll put you up.
What dates are you there? I might be able to hook you up.
Yeah, I could probably hook you up with a buddy of mine, Sam.
I just hooked up Jeff Richards.
Oh, is he playing there?
Yeah, he's there.
It's great. It's but you know the problem is it's
I like
Thursday.
That Laugh Factory weekend.
Yeah, that's. Do you know I used to live a block from there?
Holy,
that's like Boys
Town. Can you believe it?
That's a lot. That's like Boys Town.
What is going on, Ari?
It used to be called the Belmont Theater.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. That's right.
And so.
That's like the kind of neighborhood where dudes just walk around holding hands like no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, that's called Los Angeles.
No, but
no,
we're talking about Chicago.
Chicago too. Yeah.
Talking about
there's a place called The Manhole. You get in for free with your underwear.
No, I'm saying that neighborhood is very gay, is what I'm saying.
It's gayer. It's gayer than WeHo.
I doubt it.
Oh, no, it is.
I'll put our gayness up against
Let's go up
anybody's
against
fucking
That's a
gayness.
Pretty gay neighborhood. This is a pretty gay
I
neighborhood.
I always want to do gay Olympics and just like, who's the gayest?
Dude, I think
I put our gayest up against
I mean,
your gayest.
It almost beats San Francisco.
No, San Francisco, it's the great lie. There's this whole saying in San Francisco, more walks than cocks because there's so many Asians.
I'm going to trust you on this cock talk.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I've never heard that before. More walks. Did you just make that up or have you heard that before?
No, it's a saying out there. More walks than
cocks.
Who
said that? Picasso?
No, yeah, from way back in the day. Yeah. Those days, San Francisco really shouldn't even be in the discussion anymore. It's so much business up there. All the .coms have pushed all the weirdness out, all the butt fucking out. It's all gone.
Do you think there's a gay town in every town?
Yeah. Well, no.
Do you think Cleveland has a boys' town?
Yes, it does.
Really?
Absolutely.
No, they have a two-bar gay section.
Still, though. But, I mean, small towns there aren't.
Yeah, there's a gay bar, and it's like very shadiness.
Right, they're always called like the Shells or something.
The Seashells.
Right? In LA, you drive down the street, you look at the billboards of some guy's asshole, and you're like .com. You're like, what are you selling?
Dick and ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd put our gayness up against anybody. Miami could be a good fight. Miami New York.
Oh, wow. Chicago,
I think
Miami.
All of Miami, all of Florida is gay.
Shaped like a dick for the love of God.
Thank you.
Should be my dude. This would be my final four. I'm only putting Chicago in there because you guys seem pretty passionate about your gayness.
Sure.
Okay, but
I'll put Chicago gayness up against anyone's gayness.
Oh, it should be New York, L.A., Miami, Chicago should be the final four.
You're not even putting San Francisco in there at all?
I don't think it's there anymore.
I don't think you're hanging out at the right spots then.
I'm telling you, dude. It's not near.
I assume Miami's pretty gay just because it just seems like it.
All that Latino fuckboy.
It's got a Latin.
I've been
to
gay pride Chicago. I've been to gay pride L.A. I grew up at one and then I lived at the other one for the last.
I've been to the gay bar with Martindale a couple times. And, you know, it's fine.
Just to feel wanted?
Sure. Dude, I'm telling you what. When guys stop staring at you, that's when you start feeling like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I go to 12-step programs where most of the room is gay, and they just stare at me. I'm like, oh, God, this is so uncomfortable.
Sure.
But when they stop staring at me, I'm going, okay, it's official. When gay guys won't even fuck you, you're done.
I will admit that I do get. I'll get offended, but I do get a little like, upset, like if I'm hanging out with a bunch of gay guys and none of them hit on me or like
or
compliment
none of them,
me,
it gives you a gaze, if you will.
Yeah, I'm kind of like
how come I'm not getting any
what
gazes?
Am I chop liver over here? What am I chop liver over here? Why don't
I'm
you
not getting any gazes?
And like you're not gay. I'm like but at least you can make me feel like a fucking attractive man,
right,
brother?
Right.
Yeah.
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 All right. When you hang out with a bunch of gay guys, do you get?
New York is not gay.
Do you get your feelings hurt if you don't get hit on? Do you feel like, man, what's wrong with me?
That's never happened.
All right.
Yeah, this is way worse with the video.
Ari, we're an hour and a half in. You put in your time. Go to bed. It's just the connection's weird. It's better when we can't see you because the audio is just better. I think it's easier.
When we can only hear you, it's better.
Let's try it.
Is that your iPad?
Yeah. Are you there? Can this show be good? Ari, are you there? All right. Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
I don't want to get yelled at by the Lord.
Just, yeah, hang up on him. He's not the Lord.
He did his time. He put it in. He showed his love for the show. Okay. The
thing that what time is it in Ireland?
What time is it?
9:30 at night.
Ari did his time. He was doing stuff.
But he has a show tonight, right?
Yeah, in Ireland.
Does he?
What's the show?
I know he just got in today. I don't know if he has a show.
Is it a comedy festival?
Yes.
Yes.
It's Edinburgh. I don't think I could be somewhere for a month.
You have to be there for a month?
Yeah.
I could do
it. You don't have to, but he chooses to.
I know, but I'm saying I don't think I could do it.
He said you have to be there for the whole month. I said no, but he already does.
I could.
He is.
He's doing every night.
I could,
night,
yeah.
100%. Every night
I'd never come back.
Time.
Really? What's the name of the place?
Faggot Town.
Huh. Is that with two G's or just one G?
One G.
We apologize.
Because they have an accent.
Yeah,
so it's Faggot Town.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So Chicago, do they win the division? Do they not? They
100%.
Do. You think they beat
the Bears?
Yes.
What do you think about Aaron Rodgers' brother being on The Bachelorette?
Yeah, why not?
What's so funny about a lot of people are making...
Have you talked about this already?
No.
No.
It's weird.
A lot.
Why?
First of all, what's really weird are guys who watch The Bachelor.
What else are they going to do?
But I thought they were buddies, him and his brother.
No, but here's the thing,
Does he have other brothers?
Let's say me and Tebow.
Is the same brother that played quarterback?
Yeah.
Same guy.
Me and Jason, let's say we're brothers. Him and I say horrible things to each other,
sure.
Right? Which is fine between us.
Right. Between brothers, yeah.
But when you go on a show
and talk
and
about
you
it.
Continue that, but to the world, it comes off as asshole-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'd be embarrassed.
I hate when people release private texts, because a personal relationship between two people is a different relationship than what would be said out to the world.
Right.
Yeah. And he basically said that he's never around and he's distant and he doesn't hang out with the family. And which is probably the relationship. They give each other a lot of shit.
Right, but don't admit that shit on TV,
Why would you say that?
I'd be pissed if my brother did
probably
that.
That's a shit move.
It is a shit move.
But you know what else?
And Aaron has a reputation. And Aaron's way more popular.
But we know this is reality TV, and we know they consciously could have cut that out, and we know that they consciously edited it that way so people would have this conversation and tune in and watch.
And why do they all talk like that?
He could have passively said that right before that sentence. He could have been like, "Oh no, we love each other a lot. He's just never around the family too much."
Right, but the way he said
it, busy with the NFL, and they just cut that middle sentence.
But the way he said it,
they do that shit all the time.
Of course, it's TV.
Yep. Yeah. So that he could have just been like, hey,
"Yeah, but
man,
when you come out and
I said a whole paragraph,
I didn't
and they cut
say
this
that
one
they edited it that way. Did he say that?
No,
I'm just saying. I don't know. This is the first time hearing the story. I'm just saying.
What is the purpose of going on that show? Like, what is it? Exposure?
It's exposure. Yeah. I think it's trying to get into television. Oh, he maybe wants to do
and
his own show.
And who's going on to do anything? I know Elizabeth Hasselbeck was on Survivor. And maybe there's one or two.
I think you can speak at a Trump rally.
Yeah,
I think that
what's that Charlie?
I was talking
was
about
it?
Scott Baio. It's like Scott Baio was getting grilled on like MSNBC or CNN because he put out a picture on Instagram that had like see Hillary stand there, then NT behind it was like some sign. It was like
oh
Clinton because they had high Clinton and said basically Cump behind it.
Wow.
And they were like, "Why'd you put that out? It's about a woman." And he's like, "Well, you know, it was just an angle and like." Why don't you just say Scott Baio? Because, you know what? I think she's a cunt, man.
Right,
because
I think she sucks.
I would have been like, you know
what? You have the balls to tweet that. Stand by your tweet.
It's not like it's going to ruin your career, player.
Be honest,
You already put it out. Actually, it's a dumb question.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a dumb question. The answer is, I think she's a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
What do you think it means? It
Something
means Scott
is up
Baio
with this
thinks
election.
She's a cunt.
I think this is the first election where the powers that be are like, we're rigging it,
it's
and
stupid.
You can see it.
For
and
sure.
We don't give a
right,
fuck.
And they're going to go, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, that's exactly what.
You
that's
fucking
my
peasants.
Whole hatred of Hillary. It's just like, you're not even hiding it.
Yeah, no. Why? No. She's just going around the subject. She's just walking around
all of her bullet points are the same thing. We're going to make America great. We're going to fight terrorism. Women are
I'm with her.
Like, dude, you're doing... It's just fucking so hilariously stupid.
You know, it's funny. They were like, do we really need a president anymore? Do we need one?
No.
No.
We just need someone that can kind of just push some stuff around
the
and figure it out.
The weirdest thing is when you listen to Trump talk and you're like, when they just run his thing, you're like, okay, I agree with that. Okay, I agree.
Right.
And he's like a fucking asshole idiot.
Yeah.
And you're like, I agree with what he's saying way more than I agree with that other lady is, and I'm a Democrat.
Right.
But I'm being beat up by everybody on Facebook because I'm just not in the fear mode.
Right.
Of like, oh.
But the problem is if you post something that's talking about the presidential debate, people jump all over you, and then you get to see all the threads of people's bullshit.
I blocked my brother. Because he's driving me fucking
funny.
Nuts.
That's funny.
Dude, and you know what's the scary thing? Is like, honestly, in Hollywood, like, it's almost scary to put out an anti-Hillary thing
sure.
in this town.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, you don't like Hillary? And then, even though I'm for all liberal
yeah, but have
things.
You met, I haven't really met a lot of people that are for her. They go, I don't really like any of them.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to vote. And you know what? If you don't vote, that hurts it even more.
I'm going to go third person. Right now, I'm going to go third person. I love that Sam Tripoli is not going to vote for anybody.
I love that everyone's still pushing for Bernie Sanders, too, where I'm like, dude, it's over, motherfucker. It's over.
He likes Bernie.
I do.
It's over.
I get it's over.
Sorry.
But I just can't stand that they just completely rigged. 2016, where they stopped trying to act like it wasn't phony as fuck.
Oh, it's like when George W. Bush got elected. Oh, the missing Chads.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's the same thing in how the liberals went
up. Where were the missing Chads at?
Say
Florida.
This.
Okay, who was the governor there? Jeb Bush. Oh, we didn't put two and two together? Oh, okay.
I'm going to say this, dude. The reason you should be worried about Hillary becoming president is that this.
She has an agenda for sure.
Well, no, dude. She got so fucked. Like, they had to spend so much money to deal with the internet. If there's anyone that would be cool with fucking completely locking down the internet, it's Hillary Clinton.
For sure.
Like, Trump wouldn't do it because he needs the internet to spread his word because he's not getting any love on the fucking major network.
Well, she's got all the big businesses in her pocket.
Yeah. No, she's
scary.
In their pocket.
I mean, in their
it's
pocket.
Not the other way around.
They need her, though. They need her to be because she's the spokesperson of our country.
And they tried to do with Obama. Obama, I don't know if
can I be honest with you? I think Trump is just a puppet.
I think he's full of shit.
I think he's just there just because we don't really have anyone else.
They want.
And I'm sitting here going, we've had 8 years to figure this out, and this is the best we've got? No. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
Where's the abort fucking button?
Hey, he's not even
quick,
a politician. He's
can we get in to talk about big stuff? A lot of controversy going on with the black cock t-shirt. Some people saying that I didn't pay my bed off.
Oh, you wait till Ari's not on to talk about this, though.
Yeah.
What, Black Cock
like
Lives Matter?
I wore a Black Cock shirt on the stage, and everybody's like, oh, you didn't pay it off. I paid it off.
All right.
Okay? And I crushed in it. That's what pisses everybody off, how well I crushed.
You were supposed to not mention it.
But you did mention it.
Was the
it.
Bet.
Uh-oh.
That's the bet.
Maybe once.
Sounds like
you
lost
talked
the bet.
About it.
The
I did
whole
not.
Set.
I did not.
Last night, even Josh set. Martin was like, he mentioned it 30 times.
No. I feel like your whole set Hold was this. About it.
No, it wasn't. I think you guys are full of shit.
The first thing you said when you got on a stage, what was it?
Hey, man, you guys are a great crowd.
That was the first
yeah,
thing you said.
That was it. Why didn't anyone record it?
Where was this at? The Comedy
yeah,
Store?
Yeah.
You're not legally allowed to record.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, nothing. I did it. I paid it off. But everybody just wants to make this a big issue.
He wasn't supposed to mention it, so would you have just gone up and not mentioned it? Done your whole set? That's what he was supposed to do.
I think it's funnier if you don't mention it.
Totally.
Well, that was the whole bet, is that people sit there and wonder, why is he wearing this crazy shirt? And then you just plow through your set.
So what happens
no
if
pun
an
intended.
Audience member says something? Are
and
you allowed to
Sam gets on stage
then?
And he goes, first of all, this shirt is what happens when you lose a sports bet.
And
on
you
a podcast,
believe in the
and you believe in the Clippers. The first thing he said is explaining the shirt. Then he tried to give it away to a couple people.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You offered it to some ladies in the front.
I didn't actually offer it to them. I was
How'd you like to have this shirt after the set? I'll give it to you. Is what you said.
Okay. All right.
And then you kept mentioning you were crushing in the shirt.
I was crushing in the shirt.
But that's mentioning
that's
the shirt.
That's a fact. That was crush fest in that shirt.
It was a good set, yeah, but I'm saying.
No, it was a great set, and I crushed.
But you mentioned the shirt all repeatedly, including
guys,
explaining the back.
Someday I'll do it again. I'll
really?
Do it again. And I'll
I just loved it, so I hope you do it again.
Fuck you guys.
Sunday?
Yep.
Did you say someday or
he's
Sunday? Someday.
Sunday.
What time's your
Sunday.
Set on Sunday?
Don't worry about
no,
it.
No, I'm going again.
Probably at 11:30.
So you'll show up at 12:30 again.
So now I didn't show up on time either? It just never stops, you fuck face.
No, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what time it is.
I actually forgot that was the bet.
I just want to see it again.
I actually forgot that that was the bet because I was there to do Nick's
thing.
And then
Tebow
tell
you everybody to put it everywhere. He doesn't think I know.
Who did I tell to put it anywhere? Name me a person.
Nick Youssef, John Martin.
I'll bet you anything in the bag of bets.
Yeah.
Anything in the bag of bets you want
to
do.
Josh Martin comes up to me. Tebow said take a picture and put it everywhere.
He showed me the picture itself.
He said put it everywhere.
He showed me the picture itself.
That's what he told me.
He showed me the picture.
What?
Are you mad?
And also, let's really, if you really want to talk about this, anytime anybody loses a bag of bets, it is imperative that we blast the shit out of it and it's good for the show.
Tebow, I don't mind you blast the shit.
I didn't blast. I already blast shit.
I don't even mind if the fight nanny blasts shit. But you going around telling people to blast the shit out of it?
Who?
All I got to say is just remember that day. Just remember the day.
If I lose a bag of bets, I hope you get Joe Rogan to retweet it. It's good for the show.
Oh, yeah. What would you say to me when I wanted to take pictures of you and try to make a calendar and have fun with it?
That's not what the bet was.
Yeah.
What I was saying there, that's above and beyond the bet.
That's
and
not.
I had already done
that's
all this
not.
Work to
that's
get all
not.
This done, and you want to...
That's not.
You just have different rules that apply to you.
No, that's
different rules
true
apply
at all.
To you every single
I
time.
I don't care if you take pictures and put it everywhere.
I didn't.
But when
put
you
a picture
go
and blast
say and put it everywhere,
no,
that's vindictiveness. That's being vindictive.
But if that actually happened, I would agree with you. 100%.
Brady, are you shooting a special soon?
No.
Do you want to?
I'd love to.
You should shoot one in Chicago.
I was thinking about it at Comedy Bar, but I don't know.
You ever go to the top of the Lincoln? Or the, the Lincoln Hotel? There's a rooftop bar up there. Unbelievably awesome.
Is it, dude? Most
that'd
rooftop...
be a really. I was thinking about that. Would be a great place to shoot a special.
Really?
Uh huh. It's beautiful.
Is it outdoor? It's outdoors, right?
Both. They have a convertible glass thing that shuts.
No shit. What is it called? Lincoln what?
The Lincoln Hotel, but it's called the J. Getty or something. Whatever John Wilkes Booth's stage. He had a stage name, and whatever his stage name was is the name of this. Hotel, this
Power Bottom?
Sounds like that sounds like a cursed name.
Yeah.
It's like the... Fuck, I'll think of it. Anyway, but it's a badass
book. Can you believe the guy that tried to shoot... Fuck, I was talking about this. Where was I talking about? But it's like the guy who tried to shoot Reagan just got out of the mental hospital.
Oh, yeah.
He's out. I just want to interview him and be like, what was the plan? Like, what... Shoot him and bang Jodie Foster, who was 13 at the time.
Right.
Was that like? Did you bounce this idea off of anybody?
No, it wasn't well thought out.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
There was no internet back there. He wasn't really Googling much.
He got a gun, which I'm pretty sure wasn't registered, and then just went after Reagan.
Yeah,
you know,
and thought, oh, dude, when I do this, she's gonna love it.
Yeah,
how cool is that?
Yeah, watch this.
Hey, Jodie, what's up? Oh, you don't know me. I'm just the guy who shot the president.
Right.
You want to meet me at the Cheesecake Factory?
I don't think there was Cheesecake Factory back then.
There was a blood.
You have done my homework. Trust me, I know. I know the Cheesecake Factories. Don't tell me my location on Cheesecake Factories,
trust
you motherfucker.
Me. Trust
I've done my homework.
Trust me. I know.
Foster, Reagan, Cheesecake. Just like that.
Yep.
Just his vision board.
Yeah, that's it. They're the only things on.
Got the president.
But there's like strings
up.
Connecting all of them.
Right.
And there's a gun in the middle and all strings go
whenever
off
you walk into someone's house and you see those string things, you walk right back out.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
always
it.
A fucking...
Never, you can never trust anyone with those string things. I don't care.
Unless you're a cop. Unless you're a chick and then you try to have his baby.
Even if you're a cop, it's still creepy.
Even if you're a cop, yeah, you know they took your gun and your badge. Right.
You got to do
and
it.
And you're still on the case.
You got to do it in a room that no one goes in.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Oh, don't go in that room. Why, yeah. That's my...
It's the coat room.
Yeah, that's a conspiracy room.
No, I want to. I think maybe in a year or two, I'll shoot a special before I'm 40. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm down, dude. So back to the Olympics. Are we going to watch it? Are we not going to watch it?
No.
No.
Not
I
at
mean,
all.
Every Olympics, there's some sort of story where you're like, hey, Saturday, Michael Phelps is going for his 50th medal, and no one's ever done that. You know, if I'm around, I'll pop it on. Just
I'm
maybe
not.
Watch,
I would never
want to care.
I would never swim in those waters. Have
I don't
you seen
care.
What the waters look like? They're black. They're trashing them.
I don't care.
It's like people. You know, you see those on TV, the Taj Mahal. You know, when talk about the Taj Mahal in India, right? Where they're washing their people washing the clothes, and you're like, oh, but it makes it look so beautiful.
No,
I saw this documentary.
I saw it too.
It is the most polluted water.
Yeah.
anywhere. They said
there's
too many people. Well, dude, it's also they have
all
no
their
water.
Street
they have no running water.
And all the shit just goes in these little holes
right
through the street, right into the river. So
you
it's
know
just
what's so funny?
Shit. Flowing right into the river.
I bet you about snacks at the gas station. Meanwhile, these guys are fucking getting cholera and fucking
there's
pink eye.
This planet is 80% water, and we're running out of water because rich people
don't want you to have
fucking
water.
Spend it, dude. Nestle, dude.
They're the devil. They're the devil, but no one's talking about it.
Slitting throats.
Yeah,
we have a drought going on, and they're taking our water. On fucking. Are we drinking their water?
I think this is Nestle.
Okay. Because I can't drink their fucking water. They're stealing our water, charging us for it. We're in a drought in California because they're one of the reasons is they're stealing our fucking water on permits that are 2 decades expired.
Mm-hmm.
What if Nestle's like, we want to sponsor Punch Drunk. We'll give you $5,000 an episode.
Hershey, the best candy bar out there.
That's great.
Yum. This is the most refreshing water I've ever had.
I know some of
Thank
you guys
you,
are
Nestle.
Dying out there.
Thank you, Nestle.
Kroger or Ralph's purified drinking
I'm
water.
Sure
like, what the
if you
fuck?
Go down, Nestle owns part of this.
I bet you.
That's why I can't get involved, because I know it all always everything's got to come back to one fucking guy.
The Rothwells. The Rothschilds. Have you heard of them?
It's got to
be
one.
So I have a sponsor.
I put it on my Facebook.
I have what?
You and I have similar views on all this shit.
Yeah, 100%.
People call me crazy, but I don't give a fuck.
Because, you know why? Because they can't believe that someone would do that.
Yeah, sorry.
He's working on his bottle flip.
Oh, how dare someone get distracted on this show? I apologize.
We can hear you doing that.
All right, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay, that's cool. See, all we got to do is apologize.
Can you say you fucked up?
And then move on.
I fucked up. I fucked up.
It's like when my girlfriend and I get in fights, she goes, say you're sorry. I go, well, is that going to do anything? Is that going to really make you feel better?
Yeah,
okay, ready? Watch
every
this.
Time so far.
I'm sorry. Well, you didn't say it right.
It doesn't work.
Just say it just for the sake of saying it.
Yeah, but but sometimes we don't know how to say it. You don't know how to say I'm sorry. My girlfriend's like, you didn't mean it. Okay, hold on. Let me get on one knee. Let me stop the car. Let me get out of one knee.
I'm kind of like a corporation in that.
Oh my God! I've never punched the steering wheel so hard.
I love how crazy
I weigh
are.
The emotional cost of you know how like a corporation will weigh the cost of doing a recall versus going to trial.
Right.
I do that when I'm fighting with Dana. I will decide like what costs me more.
Right.
Emotionally.
Right.
Apologizing and eating it.
Right.
Or just. Tell them to fuck off,
yeah,
and then just deal with that. I weigh the pros and cons.
Right, it's like how right do I think I am?
Yeah. Right,
I'm 100% right. I'm going to the grave with this.
We got in a fight last night because about Stranger Things. She goes, "Is that scary? Is it what? So what's happening?" And I'm like, "One, I'm not going to tell you what's happening. I'm 3 episodes deep. 2, I'm going to go to bed right after this." And she goes, "Well, I don't want to watch this." I go, "I don't care that you don't want to watch this. I didn't ask if you wanted to watch this. You came into my fucking private space, and I want to watch this shit. So go to fucking bed." She goes, "Wow. You're a fucking asshole." She goes, "Don't talk to me for the rest of the night." I go, "I wasn't planning on it. I'm going right back. I'm going to bed. I've already said I wasn't going to toss."
What are you, roommates with your girlfriend? She lives in one room, you live in another?
Basically, that's what's happening.
Really?
Live together?
No, we live together. But no, we have, you know, 2-bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 bath. But
yeah.
I was like, so she wasn't coming over for the night.
No, she comes in and she goes, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Here we go." Because
I got to pause.
If she hears anything scary going on,
she probably thinks you're cheating.
I got to turn it off.
Winona Ryder.
The best is like always, like, girls are notorious for this, and I've even been like,
I've done a movie
Dana's,
with her.
Dana's like,
that's
that,
why
like that a little bit, where it's like you'd be like, we're all watching something together, we all have never seen this, it's the brand new episode, and like a girl would be like, what does he mean by that? What's happening now? It's like, none of us know.
Dana's the worst.
None of us know.
No one knows.
I don't know.
Why are girls fighting together? Is that like such a girl thing?
No, you know what it is?
Because I know, because my guy friends do that. We go, "Shut the fuck up."
You
can't do that
check.
To girls.
Girls like to do heat checks on you.
She's so fragile.
What do you mean heat check?
They just want to see if you love them. So they'll explain. So they'll ask you, like, "Okay, this what?" They just want to see.
I don't know if that's what that is.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know
because Dana will ask you and me both.
I know. Watch the show. You know I don't know this. Watch the show. Why don't you love me? It all comes down to a heat check. on.
But she does
how
that when it's
care.
Both of us. Why? Like, we'll be watching like the new fucking what's one show we always watch together? The
Two Dudes Fucking.
No, Five Guys One Bucket.
Yeah.
No, the what's the one on Showtime? The
Ray Donovan.
Yeah, we'll be watching Ray Donovan. We'll watch the new one or whatever, and she'd be like, "Why is he saying that?" And we're like.
You can't.
I didn't write this. I didn't write it.
That's where the saying came from. I can't. Because guys can use that too. Because we really, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. It's fucking two episodes away. I'm not going to recap what happened.
Do you like The Night Of? Have you seen it?
The new one? The new one was kind of boring, I thought.
I'm watching. Have you watched
Last Night?
Have you watched Stranger Things yet?
No. I saw all of it.
It's great.
Have you been through all of it?
I'm on episode five. It's fucking.
I'm done with it. You done with it?
Dude, Sam,
it's like a Stephen King novel.
X-Files.
It's like a Stephen King novel done by Steven Spielberg in the 80s.
100%. Dude, you relate to everything. This kid was listing off candy, and I was like, oh, I used to eat that.
It takes place in the 80s, like very E.T. kind
really?
Of looking, but it's
yeah,
a creepy story.
I love
story.
Anything 80s.
Oh, Sam, it's all 80s, these little kids.
It's
creepy
like,
shit.
It's like, and it's also.
Have you seen it?
Remember that movie Firestarter with Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore.
So it's kind of like that, too.
Yeah, it's kind of Goonies, but creepy as fuck.
Have you seen the Tony Robbins?
No, but I'm going to watch that tonight,
it's
I think.
It's so funny because Tony Robbins, it's actually really great.
I hear it's great.
Couple
Wait,
great
the one where he made people walk on coals and they all got fucking 30-degree burns?
I read that.
Not that one, but
fucking weirdo.
That was
Firestarter.
Netflix? That was Tony Robbins.
I just work on vision boards,
so
guys.
Good.
I just do vision boards
it's
and that's
so
it.
So good.
You and
it's
Steve
so
Randall.
Good. First of all, it's like Frankenstein. Life coaching. That's really what Tony Robbins is. Oh, you do better.
Yeah, the guy.
Hulk smash! That's really what it is.
The guy literally tucks his dick in his sock.
It, all of a sudden, there's a shot of a girl crying, and you realize it's the AT&T girl. That's the comedian.
The one that I'm in love with?
Yeah. The one in the, yeah.
With the one with the big boobs?
Hey, that's my future ex-wife.
Does she have big tits?
Yeah. Gigantic.
Dude, Google it. Yeah, she used to be
now.
A hot. I don't get any service.
Yeah, you're about to die when I fucking show you.
She's hot as fuck.
I didn't want to
show you.
Yeah, I didn't
know that.
Of course, they strap them down.
But they tape them down with duct tape.
Well, she's in like that ugly, like corporate collared
right.
shirt.
But she's really fucking hot.
She's straight up crying it. I'll
Dude,
show
get
you.
Get ready to fucking.
So she was at the seminar?
Yeah.
I want to see.
Oh. Yep, you're totally right.
Told you.
Oh, my God,
oh,
they
huge.
Are jugs.
Told you.
Oh, right there, she's holy shit.
Oh, she's
yeah.
tiny,
holy
too.
Shit.
Yeah, I've done my homework on her.
She looks like Tila Tequila there.
Dude, look how cute she is, too.
Who's hitting that?
I don't know.
Dead man?
Who's
That's
that?
That's her in the...
Crying in the Tony Robbins thing. Tony, you're talking about the Tony Robbins motivational speaker, right?
Yeah.
What is that on Netflix?
Yeah,
Netflix.
It's new.
I'm not your guru.
Everyone watch it kind of as a joke, but everyone's saying it's good.
How cute she is.
I think they're being hypnotized.
Great. Now I gotta fucking go watch that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Look how cute she is.
Don't ask. Don't do that.
Told you, dude. She's a babe.
She is a
she's
babe.
A total babe.
Who's blasting inside that?
I like
don't
that.
You worry
she's
about
a little
her.
Thick. I like a little thick.
Yeah, I like thick bitches.
Easy.
I like curves.
Fat ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's Whoa. Very curvy.
I told you, dude.
No
she's
idea.
Got some. She's got great bombs
well, they
on.
Hide her. They make her look androgynous.
Does she have a big butt, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Dude, you don't get those tits and not have a fat ass.
That's sad. If you don't have an ass and you have big tits like that, that's just...
You know you got a good ass when you can see it from the
oh,
front.
Oh, you know what else she has? A giant head, which is huge for comedy.
I like that.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, look at those fat puppies trying
I know,
to fight.
Dude, I love that.
Fat puppies, you fucking puppies.
Oh,
well, guys.
Cute.
Told you.
Stuttering John, thanks for coming on the
hey,
show.
Hey, my pleasure.
Brady Matthews from the Daily
Upper Deck.
It's a great podcast. Thanks for coming on. If you have any big shows, we're going to promote all your shit.
I just Comedy Bar coming up in Chicago in September.
Great place. Great place.
It's the best.
To see you.
Do not. Just stick with me, man. I'm working on a lot of stuff. I'll get your t-shirt swag going, all that stuff.
Great.
Big monsters. Okay? And I'll just stick with it. I'm working on a national sponsor for
I
everybody.
Like
stay with us.
Yeah,
promote.
Of course.
If you like the blog, whatever, we're going to put all your content
100%. I'm at the Comedy Store tonight and Saturday.
Oh, you got two spots. That must be nice.
I couldn't believe it.
No, it's all
But great. I think I'll be going up probably one tonight, knowing it's a Tuesday spot.
It's fine. There's so much. And all these guys coming back from the roast battle, you know they're loading up on
of
spots.
Of course.
Right
I didn't think I'd get one spot this week.
I got one.
I was super surprised.
I got one. Do you think Earl should do his act with his shirt off?
Nah.
No.
Okay.
Early Earl, maybe. Maybe if he trims up his chest hair.
All right, guys. Any last thoughts?
No, guys, I think next week we'll kind of start hammering down dates for the fantasy leagues. I believe we're having four again. We'll each have our own.
Yeah, let me know about that.
And yeah, we'd love to have you in one.
I think we got one more spot for the Dirty 30 t-shirts on Patreon. All that stuff goes to the network, man. You got to help us out. We're building a network bigger, faster,
and stronger. I think that because Ari's not going to be in this one this year, that I think Fight Nanny should take over Ari's team because she doesn't know anything about fantasy football. It'd be funny to have a girl win the whole thing.
And I have as little as participation as he does. And the same cup size.
Hey, guys, it's been fun.
Hey, thank you, guys. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Great job.
I love you.